Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, and how are you? If you want to call in and get a free reading, a couple questions answered, or voice an opinion, or looking for some advice on some things that are going on in your life, please give us a call at 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. It's one of those situations. It's been a crazy day here in Colorado Springs. Well, actually, we're in Manitou Springs, and we're having a great time. If it was the weather would cooperate just a little bit, and we actually also see that it's going to be, what is it, it's Mother's Day this weekend too as well on Sunday. So it's one of those situations, if you're looking for a nice gift for your mother or your mother-in-law, you can also take advantage of getting a nice reading. This month of May, we're actually having a special where you can get 75 minutes for $75 or $45 for 45 minutes. $25 for 25 minutes. So if you're also going to do a party or have a situation or a nice setting and you want to do it on Skype or do it in person if you're in the Colorado Springs area, just let us know. Usually it's $150 for parties, but this month it's only $77. I'm sorry. Yeah, $77. So give it a shot. Give us a chance. Let us entertain you, whichever way you want to put it. it's just one of those situations where you look at it, we're all having fun, right? So it's the idea of sitting there and having a situation where we'd love to bring the fun to you in any kind of avenue we can. We can be there in person or through Skype. So we can also do one-on-one readings through Skype, too, if you'd like to do that, too, as well, that you're somewhere else in the country or the world itself. We can pretty much make that happen, too, as well. So just give us a call at 740-500-8863. Or call me through Skype at 740-601-9835. Or you can contact me through Skype through my Skype name, which is donald.reed8, which is all in small letters. Or you can contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com, and we'd be glad to be there for you. So therefore, if you also have a child that you feel like is very gifted, but you're not really sure what you should do and what's the procedure and how could you help that child with their gifts, and if you're doing the right thing or not, give us a call on that, too, because I actually work with children who have gifts and work with their parents, helping both sides of the situation actually work together so they can enhance that child's gifts. And even most cases, we also find out that parents have gifts of their own, too, as well. So do it that way. We also do life counseling, life coaching, and relationship counseling. I also have a thing for couples, too. It's called Relationship Compatibility Palm Readings. And that's actually pointing out certain things in the palm of actually showing you the compatibility between two people that maybe you never thought about before, really deep down in the situation and into the relationship to actually enhance that relationship so therefore we can make it stronger and create a stronger bond and connection between the two of you. It's a great session. Those things are great. Those are usually $50 just for a couple. That's just for both people. Most people ask me the question, too. They sit there and go, is that per person? No, that's $50 per couple. Okay, those are usually $135, too. But for this month of May, it's down to $50. So if you're looking for some way of more enhanced or just more in-depth with relationship and that kind of stuff, and you don't want to go to counseling, because sometimes counseling can be just one guy sitting there telling you what you should do when it's the idea he should be listening. Of what's going on in your situation, so we can actually correct those things and actually send it to a different direction. So take those in consideration if you want to take advantage of those situations. I'd be glad to sit down and work with you. We also do relationship counseling, too. And those are usually 90-minute sessions. 90-minute sessions are usually $135, but for this month of May, they're only $77. Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to our sponsor, Richard Palenga. It's been a crazy day. He has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. So go check it out. That's DivineBodyWash.com. And check out the products. They're natural, they're spiritual. And it's one of those things, if you're looking for a way of taking the toxins and chemicals out of your life, so therefore I'll stop interfering with, maybe you're psychic, maybe you're not, maybe just the ideal of being intuitive and you start noticing that certain things that you use, as in body washes and that kind of stuff, are interfering with that thing. Check out DivineBodyWash.com. And Richard's also saying, for our listeners out there, if you donate $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash to try out. If you donate $35 or more, he will also throw in a bottle of body mist to go with that. So this will give you a chance to check out some natural and spiritual products just by a simple donation to a great show and helping us to keep that great message going out there so people can have a format to actually come to where they don't feel pressured that they got to come in here and ask a couple questions and scoot down the road. We like to give people as much time, and we like to be as detailed as possible, okay, because that's the way it works. I mean, really give a good example of how people work. It's not the ideal of how many people I can do readings for. It's the ideal what kind, the quality. That's what we're looking for here, okay? So donate to the show. And if you want to donate to the show and you don't feel like you should donate $25 or $35, you don't have to. Just simply donate what you can. We appreciate every donation and for all the donations we've gotten. Thank you so much for everybody who's donated to the show. Thank you for all the people listening out there. Thank you for everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, Dee, are you there? She's not there. Well, I swear we had the whole thing pretty much squared away. That my internet won't be turned on until Tuesday, so I was kind of hoping she'd be here. Maybe she's having trouble with her computer and her internet herself, so let's just go on with the show, and let's sit here and look at some things. We're going to sit here and shovel some cards. I just got these new cards. These are Dorian Virtues Axie Angel Tarot cards. So let's check them out. Let's pull a card out for the show, for everybody out there listening. And if you're in the queue right now, we're waiting for Dee to show up so we can actually start taking callers. So just bear with us, and please have patience, because I guarantee you, once we get you on, we will answer your questions in very detail, insightful, and very accurate. So therefore, just keep that in mind, and just like I tell everybody else, when we're actually doing the show and that kind of stuff, the best thing to do is listen. Because in the process of listening, you might get your answers to your questions just that quick. Why do you have to even come on and ask the question? So that's very interesting in itself. So let's keep going. I'm shuffling the cards here. We're going to pull a card out very quickly. Also, I was looking at this one book, which is actually on my website, which is called The Ancient Secrets of the Fountain of Youth by Peter Kelder. And this basically talks about the ideal. It's easy, it's fast, it works. It's like one of those situations of actually, what is it? Actually, six Tibetan rites can actually help you, make you look and feel years younger. It's just one of those things. There's a lot of testimonials in this book. There's a lot of testimonials in here. How it shows how it changed people's lives and that kind of thing. There's five exercises, and there's a sixth one that goes along with it, too. But the sixth one is one of those things that's optional, which I think everybody should try anyway, because it's one of those things of taking the energy from the lower part of your body and bringing it back up to where you can balance all the chakras out, because it seems that as we get older, for some reason, the energy has a tendency to settle down. So it's the idea of keeping that energy flowing, not just through your chakras, but throughout your whole body. And these exercises do that. Every man desires to live long, but no man would be old. It's the idea of focusing and striving to do exactly what you want to do with your life. It's the idea of forget one thing. This is the one thing we notice about a lot of people who actually don't get, who look, when you look at them and you say, oh, you're 50, and they look like he's 35. The reason he looks 35 is the ideal. He's still focusing on his goals, his wants, needs, and desires, because they never stop. It's one of those things that keeps going and going and going on. I've talked to a lot of people. They think they have to, once they get to a certain age, they don't think they can do that no more. So they basically just retire and, you know, think it's time to relax and be comfortable. And it's almost like a compromise. Because we've noticed that people who have a tendency to strive to live longer are the ones who keep working, keep doing every little thing in their lives. Dee's here.
Okay. I didn't realize you needed me, so I just phoned in. Sorry about that.
No, I thought we talked about this last night. I'll just make sure we get it right this time, because I talked to them, they messed up the whole order and still had to redo the whole thing. So now the internet won't get turned on until Tuesday.
Okay, I'll be here tomorrow night, and I will sign into the chat, to the, you know, whatever.
Okay, you're late. One more time, you're fired. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
But, you're fired? I didn't even get paid for this.
I know.
I deserve a raise. Nothing from nothing.
No, you should definitely check this book out, too. Have you ever heard this guy before? The Ancient Secret of Fountain of Youth. It's called, by a guy named Peter Kelder. It's spelled Kelder. Okay.
You say, I haven't gotten old yet.
No, I'm just saying, with the situation, it's just one of those things that could actually enhance it. I mean, I sit here and looked at some people. If you're already doing chakra clearing and you're doing your meditations and you're doing yoga and that kind of stuff, you're pretty much in the situation too. But see, there's got to be some kind of, I don't know what you call it, some kind of really intensity workout, something that you do at least 20 minutes a day. If you can do it 20 minutes a day, it'd be great. Now, these exercises here they're just simple exercises too, very simple ones. You can do in the morning. You do them like, you know, 25 times in the morning. Some people break them up where you can do them three times a day. You know, once in the morning, once in the afternoon, once before you go to bed. And also they recommend the same thing with chakra clearing. You should do it in the morning and you should do it at night. You do a chakra clearing in the morning to get prepared for the day, and then you do chakra clearings before you go to bed to get rid of all the residue that you've acquired, because people don't realize that you really acquire a lot of negativity as you go through your day, especially if you are a person who works in customer service. sales, or all those things. You cross people's paths all the time. And it's the idea, if you sit there and could look into each one of those people's lives like we do, then you'll see that each one of those people have their own little situations going on. They might be smiling on the surface, but they got negativity underneath that. Okay? It's good they can smile through the whole thing. But I'm just saying, you'll be amazed exactly what you pick up during the day. That's the same thing with that kind of work, too. I mean, shoot, I've been known to do meditations and stuff like that after maybe two or three readings, depending on what kind of reading it is, because there's been some really intense readings of people calling you up and saying, okay, when am I going to get through this craziness to get to the other side? And then you have all that tensity and that stress that comes with it when they're actually asking you the question. And the body is like the aura. It's like, imagine the aura, okay? You have the soul. The soul actually extends itself outside the body, which is called the aura, which the soul is protecting the body itself if we know how to use it correctly, to use it as a force field to actually block out those things. But when you don't, the aura has a tendency to act like a sponge. And you can see this when you look at certain people, when you're focusing on them and when you're doing readings for them, you can see dark spots in their aura where they've picked up traumas. And it's kind of funny, if you were a person who has been traumatized by your husband, you can look at different parts in the aura and you can see these black entities or this black, like, bruises throughout the whole thing. Not just, it doesn't just bruise your body. It also leaves those emotional impacts in the aura itself. A good book that I found was really good, and it actually gets inside and detailed, is Dorian Virtue's Chakra Clearing, where it talks about the aura, it talks about the colors. You can actually use color therapy to actually correct certain things within your aura. You can also, same thing with chakras, introduce certain colors to heal certain things within your life. By knowing the colors of the chakra and why there are certain colors in the aura, you can use it, and you can focus and use your intent to actually correct and heal. And actually, I was reading this one book. It's called The Brain Power, Improve Your Mind as You Age. It actually talks about in here that the as you age, your body and your mind and your memory actually improves. Now, most people have this myth of thinking that as we get older, things degenerate. But see, it's also our thinking. As we think, so does our body react. And it's also saying that the most important thing in the book about memory is also to exercise your body. See, when you exercise your body, you actually cleanse residue. If you're looking for a way to actually get rid of baggage and that kind of stuff, exercise is good for that, because in the process of breathing, see, you're always pushing. So if you could use that as use your imagination and use as you're working out and you sit there and look at situations like when, for example, if you've ever seen somebody do a bench press or any kind of presses, you breathe in. And then when you exert the weight, you breathe out. So what you can do is, it's great, you can work out and meditate at the same time of focusing and letting go of issues. You can sit there and look at the weights as representing the issue that you're going through. You know, I want to get rid of that ex-wife. You know, don't throw those weights across the room, okay? It's like, try to control yourself. And it's just amazing that how many tools, how many exercises, how many things are out there where you can get rid of this whole thing. So it's amazing to me how many people still hang on to baggage when there's so many ways of getting rid of it without even going through the spiritual lifestyle. Just going to the gym, going walking. I mean, just imagine you're walking around the park, or maybe you're going down the park and you walk around the lake and you see a rock. The rock can represent something you want to let go of. Just simply kick it into the freaking lake. And imagine it gone. Simple as that. Because it's imagination that you can manifest these things so easily to be gone, that you can let go of them. And even the word itself, let go, as they let and then go, and watch whatever it is go away. It's amazing that people say imagination is something that you just use to paint. But it's amazing we also use those visualizations in the process of imagination to also manifest things in our lives. So there's a lot of evidence that says the two are one and the same. So keep that in mind as well. And let's go on and see if there's any calls in the queue. And D.
Yeah.
Are there any callers in the queue?
Yes, there are.
Okay,
excuse me, we have two callers in the queue.
Okay, before we go to the queue and start answering questions
have...
for everybody. Okay, let's get your information out there first, okay?
Okay. Right. If you'd like a reading from me, please contact me at either 207-374-5072 or email me at spiritwiththemessenger@hotmail.com. If you're interested in a phone reading, I suggest a donation of $60 for 60 minutes. I'm willing to work with other time slots like 20 minutes, 40, 75, whatever your preference is. I take PayPal, and for an email reading, I suggest a $20 donation, also PayPal. So if you contact me, I'll get back to you right away. Within 24 to 48 hours, we'll set everything up, and we'll, you know, just whatever your budget allows, just contact me. I want to help you, so rest assured I will do the best job I possibly can for you, and I won't tell you what you want to hear, but I will tell you what I get. And also, if you're interested in some jewelry, contact me at the same email address for now. And I can send you some pictures to give you some idea of what I do. My business name is Dreamweaver Designs. And I can share with you some pictures of things that I've done in the past, give you some idea of what I do. I work with good stone beads. I use rose quartz, lapis, sodalite, Picasso jasper, freshwater pearls, all kinds of different stone beads. And I use... if I use pendants, they could be stone pendants, they could be drilling silver pendants, and I also use a lot of Hill Tribe silver, which is handmade by the Hill Tribes people in Thailand, which is absolutely beautiful stuff. So if you contact me and you're interested, we can discuss the length of your necklace, how many strands you want, and I don't just do necklaces. I can do a bracelet, I can also do earrings, so we can discuss prices and what you're looking for. And if you're interested in some chakra jewelry, contact me and we'll see what we can work out there. And I take PayPal.
Okay. No, I just want to sit here and tell people, too, because you're talking about email readings. I do email readings, too. And usually they're like, I haven't checked on my website for so long. I have no idea how much email readings are, but it's like a 5-card email reading, which is very in detail. I mean, it's probably over 2,000 characters. You know anything about characters and that kind of stuff? It's very long and detailed, and it's very insightful, detailed, and very accurate. We try to get them to put this whole thing in. And it's one of those things, I have so many decks of cards. I always tell people it's best the thing, good thing to do is give me a, can you contact me, email, whatever. Tell me what kind of reading you want, because we have at least 3 different decks, actually 4 now, different decks of angel cards to work with. So whichever one you went with, it's 5 cards. It's usually $25 for May. It's only $14.95. So keep that in mind too, as well. Also, with the situation, you know, donations are great. We like to have people call and donate to the show because, actually, you know, we sit here talking about the show and we're talking about doing. We do free readings. We never charge for our readings on the show at all, never. But in the situation, if people are thinking it's, you know, you get it for free, well, you come and get free readings and get answers and that kind of stuff. But it's not free. It actually costs us a nice fee each month to actually keep the show going and that kind of stuff. So that's what we always ask for. If you want to donate to the show and you feel like it's a really great show and you feel like you want to contribute, that's a great way to do it. And also Richard has his little thing where if you donate to the show, he'll give you, you know, for $25, he'll give you a bottle of body wash. For $35, he'll give you a bottle of body mist to go with it. But also the situation of donation is the idea to keep the show going. Plus we want to sit there and really put a lot more into it. And it seems like, you know, all of us working together, they actually keep this format open, and we're all working together. So it's one of those situations that we appreciate everything and anything. Everybody comes in, and we appreciate people calling. We appreciate you allowing us to do these readings for you. And that's one of those things that we love to do this kind of work. So that's why we like this kind of format. Makes it easier for everybody. Plus, everybody can really get to know each other. Plus, you can actually get an insight on how we really do readings and how things really work. Because it's one of those things, a lot of people have this misconception about psychics. I've heard people call me up and say, well, you're supposed to be psychic. Why are you asking me what my name is? It doesn't work that way. Okay, guys? I mean, it's like anything else. I mean, if you walk into a movie, you get there, and you've missed 10 minutes. Are you going to try to use your intuition at that moment of being stressed out to get to the movie on time in the first place? Or are you going to ask somebody a question? So, well, can you tell me things about the first part of the movie? And that kind of stuff. And that's how it works. We don't live your life. We just are allowed to actually see into your life, to see outcomes and situations, to see the future, to see things that are happening. And we try to be as accurate and detailed as possible. So the idea of sitting there telling you what kind of panties you're wearing throws the whole format off. If you're calling and you want to test people, then you're calling the wrong show. This is not the Dave Letterman show, okay? This is a serious, we like to keep a nice little format of humor and that kind of stuff going on because, you know, realistically, humor is the best medicine. Plus, it's also the best way to relax and also to pick up some messages and information in the future because you're nice and relaxed. Okay, we want to keep that relaxation going on. So the idea when you come on the show, just have some respect of what's going on. This is what we do for, this is our profession. This is what we do for a living. And you wouldn't go and sit there and walk into a doctor and say, okay, what organ did I have taken out last week? You don't test your doctor. You don't test your psychiatrist. You don't test your cops. So why test your psychic? Okay? On that format, just go to, and then start taking some calls. What do you say?
Good idea.
All right.
Hold on a second here. I agree with what you said. Don't, you know. Anyway, we'll go to the one that's been holding the longest is area code 337.
337, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, and y'all?
We're doing good. 337, where's that at?
Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Ah. Bayou
country.
That's where
you got y'all from.
Okay, well. Yeah, I'm a Yankee. Sorry about that.
So how are you tonight?
I'm great. How about y'all?
We're all doing it. Good. I can't hack the accent. I'm sorry.
You can't say y'all, Donnie?
No, I haven't heard that in a long time. Last time I heard it, I was watching some comedy. So I want to make fun of her. I'm just saying. So you
it's
go right
okay.
Ahead.
I have a sense of humor.
Okay, cool.
That's a good
so
thing.
So was you close to this thing when this big mishap happened in Louisiana?
Yes, I'm in Lafayette. Yes, I'm probably about 2 hours away from it.
Oh, okay.
Whatever it is, I must be out of the loop here.
No. Remember they had the freaking...
Katrina?
Yeah, Katrina, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious. You know, we don't get to talk to a lot of people from Louisiana, so I was just see what was up with the situation. See how she... A lot of people... Because it's amazing to hear some of the stories that come out of that situation of how people survived and heroes and rescues and that kind of stuff. And I'm pretty sure she heard a lot of those things herself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no doubt. That was quite something.
Yes.
So how can we help you tonight, sweetie?
Okay, I was calling in to see what y'all see in my love life.
Ah, I saw that coming. Yeah, like you're going to ask about you and Tony, somebody or other. I don't know. It's just my brain. Your love life.
Yes.
No, I was just focusing on her. I was picking up some things on her, too. You got a lot of stress. That was some stress coming up to this point.
Yes.
She's like looking for something totally different. She's looking to get away from what she's been attracting. And it's one of the things you want to ask the question, how you've been working on yourself a lot, too, as well, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
So it's one of the things I feel like you should continue to do that. Go ahead.
I've lost 17 pounds in like about a month and a half, and it's been 10 years since I've even tried to. And I'm really focusing on working on myself now.
That's good, because, you know, the one thing I was sitting there stressing before, and I've tried to set stresses a lot, you know, the idea of exercise, and some people sit there and go, well, you know, I don't feel like doing the whole thing. You don't understand how important it is to have a strong body, which actually enhances your memory. In the process of enhancing your memory, you start picking things about yourself. Like when you were younger, you start picking up things, and it's easier for you to realize if it's not just the idea, the plan you had back then, of how your life wanted your life to go, to realize how much you've gotten away from it.
Yes.
because we've compromised and compromised, and our fears say, you know, Sam, you should jump on this guy because he might be the last one to come through your door. Well, we know that's fear, but that's what happens, and that helps people. That also helps women understand why you keep attracting the same kind of guy. It's because you haven't done the work on yourself. You're having a lack of, see, you're having a lack of faith in yourself. So you're finding people who have a lack of faith in themselves, so they treat you like crap. That's what they, that's how men work. Well, not all of them, but in that situation, that scenario. So it's amazing that some of the things you're doing, and plus we started talking about this book at the beginning of the show. It talks about the ancient secrets of the fountain of youth, and I think you should get this book.
Okay. Because
these exercises in his book do open up so much. But it's also the ideal of giving you a certain confidence within yourself, that the more confidence you have in yourself, the easier it is to attract a person who has confidence in themselves, so you have a confident relationship. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes.
So this book here is called The Ancient Fountain, The Ancient Secret of the Fountain of Youth. It's by a guy named Peter Keller. It's spelled P-E-T-E-R-K-E-L-D-E-R. Peter Keller. If you go on my website, I actually have a page for books, and it should be on there.
Okay. Okay.
If you want to get the information, my website is www.psychicxjourneyman.com.
Okay.
And I also have a connection to, there's a book on there where it's got books. If I'm not mistaken, I don't know if I got this one or not. I do know I have the other one, which I think would be good for you too. It's called The Secret to Attracting Your Soulmate. I want to make sure I had it right, but I can't find the book. Anyway, well, if you go on the website, you'll see at the top of the page, I have links with the cover of the book on them. All you got to push on it. If you want to go to Amazon.com again, which I always recommend you do so, because it's easier, quicker.
Yeah.
They're usually cheaper too, man, because I've got some books on there for a while. I got a book. This one book was good for you too. It's called The Soulmate. I don't know if that's right. I already said that. What did I say? No, the one book I wanted to talk about was The Ideal Super Being. So this covers every other part of your life.
I didn't know they wrote a book about me yet.
Yes. There's this guy called John Randolph Price. It's a book called Super Beings. And they says they are with us now, ready to show us the way. Unlimited health, happiness, and success. I read this book, and it's got an outline and everything in there to go by on how to change things and also to focus on the list of things that you want. And I got this book for a penny. So with the shipping and handling, it was like $3.99. The book only cost me $4. So I'm saying those three books would be a good book to start with what you're trying to do. Now, when we answer the question about the ideal of your love life, it's... When we sit here and look at the situation and go, okay, some people will look at the situation and go, your love life is non-existent. But see, the work you've been doing on yourself and working on yourself, that is a love affair, okay?
Okay.
And the more you focus on that to realize one thing, to have the best relationship in the world is to have that relationship with yourself first, okay?
Okay.
Because I was sitting there, actually, I was trying to pull up that one just to make sure I had it right. But, yeah, just go to the website. I have a page of books, okay? And I always tell people, whatever you're gravitated to, and I have some books at the top where those are links. All you have to do is click on those, and it'll take you to they'll take you somewhere. They'll take you to Amazon.com.
Okay.
All right? Because I was sitting there. Let's see. Okay, here we go. I got this one. Because I was sitting there making sure I had that one right. Because it's amazing when you sit and look at some things on how life is. Like this one here. Love isn't finding someone you can live with. It's finding someone you can't live without. Because if you're in a situation of a relationship, this is the truth. If you're in a relationship complaining about a person you can't stand to live with, then you're the wrong person, okay?
Yeah.
Because that's not the way it's supposed to be. And if you're, and also, this is the truth too. If you're in a situation of a person you can't stand, you better take a look at yourself, because you attracted that person into your life.
Yeah.
That might mean, people might think that sounds mean, but you know as well as I do from the work you've been doing on yourself, a lot of realizations you don't like, but they do make sense and they help you.
Yes,
true?
It's true. Yes, very true. You're right on the money.
I'm just saying with you, it's like keep doing your work, because I feel like the relationship you're looking for is, it's not that far away. It's like I keep getting the end of June.
Okay?
Because you've been doing, because it's like most people say, well, the dollars work. It should be happening anytime, right? Quit looking at your watch. Because I'm serious. A lot of times if you focus, I'm saying June, but what you should do is just continue to work on yourself, keep focusing on what you want, keep looking at the list. This book here, Super Beings, covers all the parts of your life. I mean, there's a couple other books you could do too, but the book itself kind of covers a lot of things because it talks about exactly what is a super being. It's the idea of crossing, examining, and looking at the ideal Superman. Is it someone's imagination, or does this person actually does exist because they're actually using all their gifts? They're not scared to take those leaps, right? And it can also be a metaphor too. The ideal Superman is a man who takes leaps all the time. He's not scared to jump into things, and maybe we should all start doing the same thing too as well. But, yes. But see, it's the idea of reevaluating your dreams. It's the idea of looking at making sure, because I tell people all the time, there's nothing wrong with taking a look at your list over and over again. You might change some things, but also make sure that you're not going by a list that you actually did when you were 18 years old.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that changed there, and your expectations have changed quite a bit too. So take a look at everything, if you haven't already. I'm just saying, you know, reevaluation. I mean, sometimes with certain lists that I have, I go over them all the time and change a lot of things because certain things come to me in a different way, and I look at things and start approaching them in a different direction, which it seems like when I do that, then I start getting results. I just need to go back over and just reevaluate.
Okay.
Smile. And believe in the beauty of your dreams. If you do that, you're believing in the beauty within yourself. Because sometimes the reason we have such a hard time with attracting people and that kind of stuff is first we have to realize that peace and happiness, they're one and the same.
Yes.
And if we don't have that in our lives, we're gonna attract somebody with chaos. Okay. Life is
definitely
life. Yeah. I think you've experienced this before, right? Am I not mistaken?
Yes.
So it's like true love. This I told my friend this the other day, and I was kind of baffled by it, okay? I said, true love doesn't have a happy ending because true love doesn't end.
Yes.
It transcends and transcends and transcends. It just keeps getting better and better. It's many levels. Like, everything has many levels.
Yes.
And the more you strive and the more... See, there's one thing. One thing that's very important about actually knowing who you are and doing the work you've been doing is you know who you are. So when you have somebody come in your life who tries to change you, they're usually trying to change you to conform to what they want. So therefore, they're not on the same level as you or the same page. Okay?
Yeah.
So see, that's important. Because you're going to have people. One thing about the light, and when you're a very bright and happy person, you will attract dark people because realistically, we're all looking for the light. We're all looking for solutions. We're all looking for healing. Some of us don't know how to. We don't know what we're looking for because they don't know who they are either. They're looking for that kind of recognition. So it's like looking at a situation. When you have two people come together, they make a heart with their hands. You still have two complete people who make that heart. They both have five fingers, the whole bit. Okay, so the reason they complete each other is because it's a union between a man and a female. So you can't have it, well, in my form of relationships, a man and a woman come together, they complete each other because it completes the journey of what you're looking for in that situation, in that sequence of your life. And then it's easier. Plus, also, did you know this? That the statistics between a single people who try to manifest and couples that are really very happy, unconditional loving couples actually have a higher rate of manifestation than people who are single.
Wow.
Okay? Because imagine this. If you're a very powerful person who manifests pretty much at will anyway, the two of you coming together, it's the ideal. This is like a Hallmark card, okay? It's like when two people come together and you know it, and it's real, you start attracting the solutions, the answers, and all your dreams start coming to you, and they start falling together in sequence. So see, it proves to you that happiness is one of those things that's happening at the moment. It's not something that's going to happen. As soon as you guys touch each other, it already started happening. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
So, Dee, with the situation in hand, do you have any more insights on when you think this special person is going to drop in your lap?
I didn't know he was going to drop in her lap. that would be interesting. I do think that midsummer.
Okay.
You're doing a lot of work on yourself. You're getting to that place where you're feeling really good about who you are. And I see somebody midsummer say, end of July perhaps, very beginning of August, somewhere in there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember one thing. To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance.
Okay. Because there's someone right now, but I guess that's not the one.
Well, it's one of those things where the person is a you don't want to fall in the category of what I call being a therapist or a construction worker. Okay?
Yeah.
Do you want to own a construction company where you keep attracting fixer-uppers?
And that's what I do.
I know. So it's like, look
the
at the situation.
The guy that lounges on the couch and never leaves.
Oh, my goodness,
right.
Yes.
So
yes.
What you do,
y'all are so on point. Oh, my goodness.
So I just want you to sit there and focus and go, okay, the future is in the palm of your hand. So what are you going to do with it? It's, so make a decision and go, okay. It's nothing. There's nothing wrong with walking up to a person and going, okay, these are my wants, things, and desires. Can you handle this? If he can't handle it, then he can't handle you.
No.
And you want somebody strong in your life because you want to have a strong relationship. You've made that mind up in yourself. You're becoming stronger each day as you keep working on yourself. So you don't want someone to come in a situation that says, okay, you look like you're doing pretty good, so I want to sit there and latch onto your world. And the next thing you know, you got to figure out how he feels. He won't talk to you. He won't open up, and he keeps saying, I don't know what I want.
Yeah.
It's one of those things of saying, I do know what I want, and I don't want this.
Yes.
In situations like that, you can ask, I tell people, I'm not saying they couldn't be the one. I'm saying ask some real serious questions. If he runs away, he definitely is not strong enough for you. We can't be scared to be ourselves. If we are scared to be ourselves with any particular person, then there's something about the person where we can't be ourselves. And that's an issue, okay? And if that's the case, then, because this is what I'm saying, too. If you know who you are, and when you find somebody, the reason you can be yourself is because you feel comfortable because you're both on the same page. And you both have the respect for each other, but you also have the respect for yourself.
Definitely. That's definitely what I'm looking for.
So, I'm just serious. I'm not trying to sell books. I'm just saying I've read these books. I got these books myself. And let me ask you something, dear. This is nothing. I'm not trying to pry or nothing, but when's your birthday?
November 10th of 75.
Okay. Well, the situation, I was sitting at this book. If you go on this company called BrainSync, it's www.brainsync.com. You can get MP3 downloads that goes with this book. And it was Brain Power, Improving Your Mind as You Age, by this guy named Michael J. Kelber. I think it's Gelber, sorry. It's spelled G-E-L-B, and Kelly Howell. I just got this. And I went on there, and they were having a special where you can actually get these. You get the book and the MP3 downloads. I think there's two or three of them that go with it that you download on your computer. And it only cost me $14.95.
Okay.
And the book was mailed to me, and I got the MP3 downloads as soon as possible. I started listening to them. And what they do is they're just meditations to improve. But the third meditation is actually helps to regulate your sleep patterns so you get better sleep.
Okay. Oh, I need that.
I was there to look at the situation in this book. It's also great for improving your mind. It also, in the book, it talks about supplements and stuff like that you should need to get. But it also shows you people in this book, like some people in here live like 1909 to 2005.
Wow.
Okay? 1910 to 2010. Louise Hayes, she was born in 1926, and she's still going strong. It's showing that as you get older, you should continue to keep learning, and you should continue to do everything and anything. Now, they got some people in the book and some people I know. This one guy said his mother didn't go to college until she was in her 50s, and she even talked to people about it. She talked to people into surpassing a bachelor's degree and going right to a master's degree. Because she just felt like that the more we keep working, keep focusing, and just keep establishing goals, we can live as long as we want and still be coherent and still be functional to the point where it might blow people away. I would be in a situation of blowing people's minds away. But it also shows in the book why certain people have a tendency, at a certain age, have a tendency to gravitate to a younger group because of being alive. If you're in a group of people, if you're in a group of people who are just like content, and they're just not going anywhere, but you feel like you need to, what the book is saying, honor yourself. And if you leave people behind, you leave people behind because they choose to stay behind.
Yes.
And if you find yourself gravitating to a younger group of people, you'll find out that more likely they're both on the same level as you are, and the same interest, and spiritually open-minded too as well.
Yes.
So just allow yourself to gravitate which way you want to go to. So if you want to date a younger guy, and he's feasible and mature enough, then go for it.
Okay. That sounds good. Okay. No.
I'm just saying, open all the doors and windows. Don't,
yeah.
You know, like most of my meditations and most of my affirmations, I always put at the end of it, this or something better now manifest for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. So in the process of that one statement, that you attract someone into your life, more than likely it's because of the focus you had and the positive mind that you had too as well. It's also to keep the eyes open in the process when you first meet somebody to see everything for what it is. Because people have a tendency to do one thing. They always present themselves exactly who they are to you when you first meet them, if you catch it.
Yes.
And I think we should all, that's one thing I would love to do is do some classes and tell people, when you get into relationships, when you meet somebody, when you go anywhere, be yourself, constantly be yourself. Why is it so important to be yourself? So the person you attract will feel comfortable to do the same. So there's no lying, there's no playing, there's no mask on. Love is supposed to do one thing. It's supposed to help you remove all the masks that you've acquired. So therefore, you can be yourself for the first time in your life.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind, too, okay?
I will. I definitely will. Yes, because
right.
I'm kind of goofy, so I need somebody goofy.
I'm just saying, have fun, man. Being laughing and that kind of stuff, it's the best way to go.
That's definitely me all the way.
Yeah.
Good.
If you attract a guy who looks at you and go, you're just too goofy for me, and you say, well, you're not goofy enough for me, hit the road.
Exactly. Exactly.
Don't be spared. It's one of those things about true love. It's the idea of being true to yourself.
Yes. Yes, it's true. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So best thing I can say to you now is keep doing what you're doing, and I just feel like things are going to start popping and falling your, well, maybe we shouldn't say falling in love, but then again, you never know. She might be in a store, sitting in a church, putting some shoes on, and some guy fall in her lap, okay?
Wow. Okay.
Seriously, we've had some
my personality would take him and push him off of me. sorry.
Then you pick them off the ground and you both have a good laugh about it. There you go.
There you go, exactly.
Sounds like a good thing to me, I'm telling you. Woohoo! So thanks for calling us, and please give us a call back. And if you get a chance to sit down and do a session, I'd love to sit down and do a reading for you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You have a great
night. Evening. Thank you.
You too. You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, who is the next contestant on The Price is Right? So you there? Are you there, Dee?
Yes, I are here.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, we got another caller in the queue.
All right.
I'm not going to try to mute anybody. It'll just screw up. So if she wants to hang around, she can, or if she can hang up. And we have 561 area code.
561. Is she with us yet?
I don't know, but I'm waiting for them to waiting for the thing to decide it's going to. It's doing the go round and round and round again.
Love is just a word until someone comes along and gives it meaning. You like that one?
Yeah. Oh, this is ridiculous.
It's like a Valentine's show. No one's showing up.
I love my computer. I love my computer. I don't love my computer. Well, I'm going to have to try the refresh button. Whoop-dee-doo. Not good. Back to square one again. I love my computer not.
Well, if you're out there and you want to call in and get a reading with us, please give us a call at 646-721-9031. For all donations, just go to the website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com and go to the donation. That's actually donations and reading page, and make your donation. We appreciate every donation. You can donate anything you want. You can donate a dollar if you choose. All right? So, and for all the donations we've gotten, thank you. So, another Winston sponsor, our sponsor, Richard Palenga, has a nice website called DivineBodyWash.com, so go check it out. You got spiritual and natural products, body wash, body mist, and a bunch of other things, too. So go check it out. He's saying for the listeners, if you donate $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he'll give you a bottle of body. He'll also give you a bottle of body mist to go with that. So it's a good chance, a good thing. Just by donating a few dollars, you can actually sample these products. So give us just check it out. Donate. If you want to donate, go to the donation and reading page on the website called www.psychicxjourneyman.com. All right, let's try this caller again. Well, if you want to give a call,
we can get 561 to come through.
If you want to give a call, we got plenty of time, so give us a call at 646.
We got 561.
721.
Oh,
hey, what's up? How are you?
Finally got you.
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. This is Lena.
Lena.
Hi, I want to ask you, I have a lawsuit pending. I want to see when you think I might get this money coming to me.
The impression I get is the money should be coming to you really any time. That's what I keep getting.
I mean, a week, a month, a day.
Well, usually when I sit there and start getting things very quickly and they start coming up and saying very soon, we're talking weeks.
A few weeks?
Yeah, that's what I keep getting.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so
good. How long has it been?
Listen. Wow, that would be so wonderful. I feel like I'm at my rope. Everything always happens to me like that. Everything always comes at the last minute after I've gone through so much stressing out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that works like that my whole life. I just really don't. Very nerve-wracking.
Right. It's just one of those things to try to eliminate the stress and the worry.
Yeah, I just...
I'm just saying they have a tendency to prolong things.
Yeah, well, my lawyer, I think he's been dragging his feet. I don't know if I really picked a good lawyer or not, but because I feel like
The impression I get, he's a good lawyer, but he likes money.
But he likes money?
Yes.
Oh, so my case wasn't big enough for him.
No, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I have to look at a situation like this. You can see a man dragging his feet. It's kind of funny. I look at him, it's kind of funny that he doesn't have open toe sandals on. You know, that's just how much I see dragging. But I mean, it's almost like you get the same impression I got with my daughter. She keeps going through this custody battle, where they keep saying, you know, we're going to settle this case today, and then next year it gets postponed again, and postponed again. So I just feel like things are coming to an end, being settled.
Yeah, well, I just got some new evidence, so I really think that brought a lot of light into my case, whereas before I don't think he thought I had a case until I brought this one witness forward.
Mm-hmm.
And the witness only came forward like a few days ago.
Hmm.
So I'm...
Yeah.
I mean, she probably saved my case, because if it wasn't for this girl, I probably wouldn't even had a case.
Well, that's good. So
yeah,
you haven't given up.
I'm just really so grateful for her. It's like an angel. It was just like a miracle.
Right.
Because I really need this money so desperately. It's like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like
I don't know
where to turn to.
Oh, I hear you.
The churches were giving me money for gas. That's how bad it's been for
mm-hmm.
me. I mean, I've never lived like this in my life.
Well, it seemed to be something of the past. So.
That's good, because I just don't want... I really didn't want to have to move either. You know, I really want to stay where I am until my lease is over. Because
mm-hmm.
I really don't have anywhere else to go. So I've got half my stuff packed up in my house. I feel
mm-hmm.
like I got 1 foot out and 1 foot in. I just don't know if I'm coming or going. I feel like my whole
right.
life is like stirred. Like,
mm-hmm.
I can't even concentrate. I go to school at night and I feel like I can't even focus.
Well, it's just,
I'm having a really hard time at my classes I took. I thought today I should probably put them off until after the summer, but I already took them.
Well, just try to get to a point where it's like, realistically, just think about the things that are happening. But you don't have to think about them all the time. When you're at school, think about school. Try to separate the things. I've been in situations like that too myself. I was sitting here in this hotel trying to figure out where the money was going to come to pay the room. I mean, I had money coming in. It just wasn't coming in that day. And then all of a sudden, something came out. I just went out that day and decided to go to the gym, work out, and just focus on living that day. And the next thing I know, something came to me and dropped in my lap, and the situation was taken care of in 2 hours. And which is simply letting go. And that's what my guys and angels come up saying, let go. That's the one thing you haven't done. You keep focusing on what you want. You keep focusing on the outcome, but you haven't let it go. And when I let it go, everything seemed to really fall into place very quickly.
Do you see a relationship coming up for me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do, but it keeps coming to me as after the money, after things have settled down, situations
exactly.
Are coming,
yeah, probably after I get my whole life settled, then I probably will feel more at ease. Because I just got rid of a guy a few weeks ago that was bringing me down.
That took
actually,
a long time.
I think it was longer than a few weeks.
That was a long time to come.
I kept going back for more, like I did.
Right. Well, that was the first step toward clearing out the clutter, right?
Yeah. And then he, you know, I don't know why I was doing that. I really don't. I mean, I must have And he kept calling me too, and then finally I just cut it off, and
mm-hmm.
it was, I don't know why that relationship was so difficult for me to let go. I really don't know why. I mean, I didn't know him that long. I don't know if we had a karmic connection or what it was, but it was very, very intense. I never had a relationship so quick like that with somebody and so intense. I mean, he wanted to marry me after a few weeks. I was just like in a whirlwind. And the scary part about it is I was thinking of marrying him.
Oh, really? So what was the one thing that came to the surface that freaked you out that said, no, we can't do this?
There were a few things. Number one, he really didn't like the fact that I had kids, my son at home. He was just very controlling. I mean, just too many red flags came up. He had two daughters that he didn't speak to in 10 years. Originally, he told me he had no kids, and then I find out he had two daughters that he doesn't talk to, and so it's just, I don't know, it just seemed like things, I was finding out more and more things about him I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was getting scary. It was just like, and he was getting very controlling, I mean, possessive,
yeah.
But then he could do whatever he wanted, you know, I mean, we go out for lunch, he'd turn around and go over to the next table and start flirting with the women. I almost had a heart attack. I mean, I couldn't believe the way this guy acted in front of me. He just, constantly crossed boundaries by the day, by the minute. I mean, I tell him one thing, he'd do the opposite. I tell him, you know, come over at this time, he'd come over whatever time he wanted. He just, no consideration, no respect, no consideration. You know,
well, that's like one of the situations. Sometimes you got to watch what you ask for. Like, if you sit there and focus on a situation and the chaos is going in your life, to utter the words, I wish I could find some way of controlling this, and then you attract a man into your life that's controlling.
Yeah, everything I didn't want, I got.
Yes.
I learned
so
a lesson, didn't you?
Independent and not let somebody control me, and then before you know it, I had a man trying to tell me how to dress, how to act, how to talk.
Oh,
what
hell no.
You got to watch out. You got to watch out when you sit there and say, I wish I could find some way of controlling this, and then this guy comes in your life who wants to control everything because you didn't specify what kind of control you wanted. But the other parts that you're talking about definitely indicates he had nothing to do with what you really wanted. It was just that control factor that you were looking for control in your life at the time. So you don't need that now, so you sit there and let it go and realize that what you're... Yes.
He made up... You want to hear something funny? He made up these signs that he put on his car, and he paid somebody to put these signs on his car, and he drove around with these signs that said, if you like what you see, call me.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. I swear on my mother... Humiliated. I was.
Trip.
He'd have all these crazy people call him, and he was like feeding into it. I mean, the man was just bizarre. I mean, just totally bizarre. I don't know if he did it for attention or maybe he was a bisexual. I don't know what the heck was wrong with him. He'd have these crazy people call him, and he loved it. He fed into it.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know what. I think he was just doing it for attention, or he'd go into to Victoria's Secret, pick up women, he'd get their phone numbers.
He was a little strange, a lot strange actually.
I didn't know if he had some sort of disorder problem, or if he was bisexual. I didn't know.
Let's look at the situation too. You got to look at the situation like this. If you had to sit there and try to figure somebody out, then I always tendency to look, okay, I can't figure this person out. And I attracted this person, so maybe I should start focusing on myself and go, ooh, there's something I need to take care of right now and deal with this situation. But I'm just saying with him, most people I've seen that are controlling, who try to control everybody else, have a lack of control within their own lives.
They're trying
to control everybody else. Which he was very good at, kind of, sort of.
But disorder or just not having disorder, it don't matter. The thing that mattered the most was you had to make a decision to continue or not to continue, and you walked away. That was the only thing you could do, because if you wouldn't have gone any further, then you would have became a therapist.
Oh, yeah. No, I
think you,
every day was chaos. Every day was drama.
I think you also had, anger management things, too.
Me?
No, him.
Oh, yeah, he definitely had anger. I mean, he'd go up to Costco, he'd have a fight in the parking lot with people. I mean, I never seen anything like him in my life.
I have seen people like him before, and it's called, I like attention.
Everywhere he goes, he draws attention, drama, and then brings it back.
Have exactly.
I would absorb all that in negativity and stress and drama, and it was almost, he was projecting all that onto me, or I was absorbing it. I was sick over it.
Yeah. And what I would do in a situation like yours, as I would sit there and get this book here, called Ancient Seekers of the Fountain of Youth by Peter Keller. Also, that book I told the lady about, too, was The Secrets to Attracting Your Soulmate. It's a lady named Ariel Ford. But like I told her, if you want to go on my website, I got a whole page of those books. You can actually, at the top of the book, it's got the cover, so you can find it. But I'm just saying that book,
mm-hmm.
because you can still do some work now while you're waiting for all these things to come in, but I think also having some kind of things to focus on will also help you with your worry and your stressing out, where you can divert it onto something very positive, because the exercises in this book, I started doing these exercises too, they're so simple, but you can definitely notice a change in your life when you first start doing them.
Do you think that guy's going to bother me again?
Well, the impression
I don't.
Get, no. I get the impression he's looking for somebody else. He's always, it's like he doesn't have any confidence within himself, so he's always looking for somebody else.
He's always on the prowl.
He's always on the prowl.
You got it.
He's always looking for somebody else because he's not content and satisfied. He doesn't realize the reason he's not content and satisfied. Because he's not content and satisfied with himself. So he thinks he's going to find somebody who's going to change all that. Boy, that's going to be a long
time. So you think when he asked me to marry him, it was a bunch of bull?
No. I don't think it's a bunch of
no.
bull. I think he wanted to do all those things. But do you see all the things he's doing now? That he was doing to you, and going to all these things that he was doing? You would have married him? Those things would have continued.
Oh, no, I would never have married him. I would have, no. Mm-hmm. I've been divorced 10 years and... No
Good
way!
Reason.
I mean, I wouldn't want that in my life. That was worse than what I left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No way! I mean, I'm not going backwards in time.
Oh no!
I mean,
don't
no
go back.
Way!
I'm
he
just
was.
Saying.
He had too much dysfunction going on between the animosity he had towards his kids. I think that really bothered me, because he didn't get along with his stepkids. He didn't get along with his own kids, and I'm thinking, well, if he doesn't get along with all them, he's not gonna get along with my kids.
No.
Absolutely, you're right.
Passion for my son. I mean, my son's only 16. I heard him, he was talk terrible about my son. He didn't even know my son. How dare him, I told him. You don't even
mm-hmm.
know my son. You know,
Right.
No respect for anybody.
Nope, he doesn't even respect himself. He just goes from person to person. He looks for the best. For the best person to suit his needs that he can latch on to, the person that will take all his bullshit. You're well free of him. I agree with Donnie. I don't see him. I don't think he's going to bother you again because he's too busy finding his next. And I pardon the word, but his next victim.
Yeah.
But you're not
yeah.
But I don't see you as a victim. I mean, he did victimize you in a sense, but you're strong
yeah.
enough that you've gotten away from that and. You're moving
no,
on.
At least I woke up.
Yes, you did.
Thank God.
You woke
for that.
Up.
I mean, and it was fast, too, because usually I have a tendency to let their relationships linger on longer than I did. So I'm mm-hmm. glad I did get out faster than I ever did before in any other bad relationship.
That's good.
Yeah, so I guess I am learning. I mean, it was just... I just don't like that he still knows where I live.
I just get the impression he's too busy with everything else going on, so I just don't see him going back that way. I feel like he's already gone to his next conquest.
Oh, that's good, because I don't want anything to do with him. If I usually go dancing sometimes. Sometimes he goes to the place where I go, and he's dated every woman in there, so he doesn't really like going there.
That's good.
Yeah, so you don't think he was, you think he was serious about marrying me? My God, one day he wanted to marry me, next day he didn't want anything to do with me. I didn't know if the guy had bipolar or what. I wouldn't have married him.
I don't know if it's bipolar or just unbalanced all the way.
No, I didn't want to marry him.
Much of bipolar is, too. Bipolar.
Kept telling him no. No, I didn't know you. No way. You know, he wasn't making my life easier, if anything, harder. I wasn't going to be a slave to somebody. No way. I mean,
I was sitting there doing, you know, something like, you are one, it's like potential that you have, okay? I was reading this book here called Super Beings. You should definitely get those books. I think it would really help you a lot. I understand you're in a situation now, but I'm just saying, I know when I was looking for certain books, I was in Florida.
I take that food in my refrigerator just to get money.
when things start coming in, invest in these books, okay?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, no, listen, seriously, I got into a situation where I wanted to get some books too. And I was actually living in this one place, you know, living from week to week. And I walked in this bookstore, and I was like, okay, angels, you know I have no money, really? And they go, just keep going. They direct me to this book here, Super Beings. But I wanted to find this book, and I walked down to the end of the shelf. They told me to bend down, push the books to the side, and that book would be right there. And it was like $5. So that's what I'm saying. I've actually had people give me books. This woman came to me one time, and I was like, I'd love to get these other books. And there was one particular book I was looking for, and this one person came from my next-door neighbor and handed me these books. She goes, I really don't want these books, so take these books. I'm like, oh, they're freaking novels. They're like, they're romance novels. But as I started looking through the book I was actually looking for was like the fourth book down. I'm just saying, put it out to the universe. Say, I'd like to have some books I can work with, and the idea of actually attracting better things in my life, especially a better man. And see what happens. You never know, man. Someone might come to your next door and say, hey, I don't need this book anymore. I'm getting married, you know? So,
when do you think somebody new will be coming in?
I get the impression that there will be a guy coming in June. Run like hell. Because I feel
really?
Like we're talking, we're talking more like fall. Because it's like you're going through some chaos, right? Sometimes with situations like this, you have to watch out the people you attract.
Yeah,
if you're going through chaos, a life attracts chaos.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so.
Oh, you think I got more chaos coming to me? Oh, please.
No, I'm just saying the residues, sometimes we have things that have a tendency to, we got to keep moving forward to actually get past this point. To me, I just feel like all the difficulties are over. That's behind you.
Right.
That things are still falling into place, but I just don't see that this one guy coming in June is good. I do.
Excuse me.
What did you say? The guy in June is going to be no good?
I just feel like this one guy coming in June who portrays himself as something he's not.
Oh, gee, another one.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, look at the situation, look at the reading, and go, okay, I got some insights. June's off limits, so let's wait until fall. Fall is the best place to fall in love.
Fall is the best place.
June will make you maroon.
June
is too soon, but fall.
Well, I met him during the Venus retrograde, which was probably the worst time to have a relationship. I was warned, don't get into a relationship during a Venus retrograde. But I didn't listen.
Because he was the opposite of what you were looking for.
Yeah, and I and it was a disaster. My friend told me, don't go into any relationships during the Venus retrograde, and I didn't listen. Don't. And then she was right. And
I was kind of curious. How'd that conversation come up? Don't.
I mean, so you think I'm done with this guy, then he's not going to bother me. I'll be okay.
I don't see him coming back, no. One thing I would sit here and look at a situation like this, if he does call or any kind of communication,
I just won't answer.
Yeah, so don't answer, because that's the biggest trap that you could do. Just even the idea of picking the phone up and saying, leave me alone. He is a man with ego, okay? So he's going to think, oh, she answered the phone, so she wants me.
Yeah,
you don't want
well, he used to call me at 10:30 at night. I would never, after we broke up, I wouldn't pick up the phone.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't see it happening, but I'm just saying if he happens to do that, then don't answer the phone. Like you said, don't answer the phone. Don't communicate with him. If he comes to the door knocking, you're not home.
I mean, that it's funny because that night I had just came home and I looked on my phone. I saw he called twice at 9:30, and then all of a sudden my phone rang. It was like 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I came home, my phone rang, and then I had a really weird feeling that he was, like, driving outside or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't answer the phone. But, I mean, I could have been wrong. Do you think I was right?
Yes.
You do? Because when I looked at the time, I saw he called at 9:36. And then all of a sudden when I got home, it was, like, I don't know, 10:15, 10:20. And then I just had a really weird feeling because as soon as I put on my light and my apartment, my phone rang. So it was just too much of a coincidence. And then I had this weird feeling that came over me, and I thought, he must be outside. He must be like, driving around or something, because I figured out the time different. I mean, I could have been just analyzing it to death, but I just had a weird feeling he was outside my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
You think I was right?
Yeah, I do, but I just don't feel like he's going to do that anymore. I feel like he's moved on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I didn't pick up the phone because I knew what he wanted and I wasn't letting him in my apartment. I wouldn't pick up the phone. Yeah, because that was good. He had a lot of nerve thinking he was going to come over my place when we had broken up and he's with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
No way. So really, you think I was right? He was outside my apartment. Wow. You don't think he's driving around anymore, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. Let's see. No, I was just going to look at the situation. I was looking at some inserts in this book. I was telling everybody about the Super Beings book. And it says that the only difference between you and Jesus is that he fully realized the truth about himself. And you haven't yet. It's all a matter of degree. He was a super being in perfection. You are one in potential. But never forget one of his most significant statements. I said, ye are gods. How do we realize our divinity, Jesus said? You must change your hearts. In modern terms, he was saying, change the patterns in your subconscious mind, because what the subconscious mind believes is outpictured in your body and affairs. So you sort of look at the situation. It was kind of amazing when he said the greatest commandment really was love. Because that's how you make the most major changes in your life. You know, I've seen too many people sit here and talk about the thing. I had an ex-girlfriend who did the same thing. She said that when you follow your heart, you get yourself in trouble. No, you follow your heart, you got to look at the situations for what they are. So say you followed your heart and you wanted to call somebody and you called clear across the ocean and you run a phone bill up. You can't sit there and say that you made a mistake, that love, you followed your heart, and it got you in trouble. It's you thinking too much. to realize, okay, the reason you reached out to a person is because you loved them and cared about them, which is what you've been looking for. Okay? In that situation, in that instance, that was also a realization to show you just that, that you reached outside the box that you've been keeping yourself in for so long. That's why you haven't found true love, because you're not allowing yourself to take that leap of faith, which means going outside the parameter of what you've built around you, which we call walls. You let go. You jump out there and do the whole thing. So you look at the bill. You go, oh, I ran a big bungalow. You find a solution to keep communication up to the person you love. That's the key. It's saying, okay, this wasn't a good direction for that communication. But it doesn't mean you throw the person away or it was wrong or that love will get you in trouble. It's saying you took a leap of faith. Okay, so let's take a look at the situation one more time and go, okay, what's the best avenue? Go through Skype next time, okay? But, you know, the situation is like this. If you follow your heart, you will always see the truth of everyone and everything. That's a proven fact. So when you sit and look at things like that, I've experienced those things myself before. Well, I just have a tendency to be a person who's been looking for success, so I have a tendency to find a solution. And the solution was the idea of realizing going through Skype wouldn't have cost anything. Plus, the idea is better than a phone, isn't it? Even though people have a tendency to like my voice, too, I say, find a solution and keep loving each other and keep going forward. Sometimes in situations like this, of a person who's saying that following their heart got them in trouble is a person who's scared to see their own feelings. So they're making excuses already. And if you don't think that's the truth, then you go read this book called Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne Dreyer. And you'll see that he says excuses are things that we create for one reason, is to keep us from where we really want to be. So once you sit there and look at your own lives, your own situations, your own relationships, and even yourself, to see what you have done, what kind of excuses have you come up with to keep you where you really want to be at, and let those excuses go, and then you'll probably find yourself exactly where you want to be at. Do we have any more callers?
Nope. And I posted in the chat room if anybody wanted to call, and we had time left. Excuse me.
How much time we got left?
We have 37 minutes and 34 seconds counting down.
Okay, let's take a chance. Let's take a time and actually tell everybody how they can reach us, because we've been talking about reaching us for private sessions and that kind of stuff. So go ahead, go first.
Okay. If you'd like a reading from Spirit Wind the Messenger, which is my psychic name, contact me at 207-374-5072, or you can contact me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. I take PayPal for everything. I get back to you as soon as possible, hopefully within 24 to 48 hours. Everything is for donations. If you're looking for, say, a 60-minute phone reading, I suggest a $60 donation. But, you know, whatever time, you know, if you want like a 20-minute one or 75, whatever, I can work with you on that. And somebody said they were going to call in, so that's good. So if you're interested, contact me. And also for an email reading, I suggest a donation of $20. And if you're interested, also I do healing energy if anyone's interested. If you're looking for some jewelry, I have a business called Dreamweaver Designs. And I'd be more than happy to make you a necklace. I can do earrings, bracelets. I use freshwater pearls and stones like amethyst and moss agate, onyx, you name it, I use it. And I use sterling silver pendants sometimes and stone pendants. And I use Good Hill Tribes silver handmade by the Hill Tribes people in Thailand. So if you're interested, I take PayPal for my jewelry. Contact me and I can send you some pictures to give you an idea of what I do. If you're looking for some chakra jewelry, we can work something out for that. I'll tell you how to, you know, we'll talk about how long you want, if I'm making you a necklace, how long you want it, how many strands, that sort of thing, and we'll talk about the prices. So I'd be happy to hear from any of you.
All right.
Somebody said they were going to call in.
Okay.
And I haven't, nobody's called in yet.
All right. Well.
Oh, yes, they have. No, they haven't.
Okay.
Nope.
Well,
no, they haven't.
If you want to contact me for readings, in session, life coaching, relationship counseling. Like I said, I have this thing now called relationship compatibility palm readings. It's also got compatibility relationship readings too as well, okay? Those sessions usually 90 minutes, and they're usually $135. But for the month of May, it's only $77. We also do readings through Skype, one-on-one, group readings, and parties. It's just the ideal sitting down and orchestrating the whole thing, where you have a laptop on your side, I have a laptop on my side, and we can still be there at your party no matter where you're at in the country. We can also do one-on-one readings and group readings, too, on Skype, by conference calling. So if you got 10 of your friends scattered out through the United States, we can all sit down and have a nice little session. Those sessions are usually $150. But for this month, they're only $77. We also have 75 minutes for $75. So if you want to take advantage of all these situations and sessions, we also have another thing, too, where you can get five 45-minute readings for $100. They're usually $45 for this month. It's $45 for 45 minutes. So we also have some smaller sessions. So if you want to do a 25, it's 25 minutes for $25. We also have the one-card readings, which is usually 15 minutes. Well, right now it's 15 minutes for $15. So it's one of those situations. We want to take advantage of any of those things, get you a block of time. It's also Mother's Day, so if you want to buy a reading for your mother, we also have a gift certificate too as well. You want to buy your mom a block of time where she can actually have 5 45-minute readings, do that. If you want to call and maybe wheel and deal and maybe getting a couple of 75s or 25s or something like that, just call me for details, and I'll definitely consider and work something out. Also, the email readings this month, they're usually $25, like $25 or $35. I haven't checked lately. But I do know for a fact that this month they're only $14.95. So check it out. Do what you got to do. But it's a five-card reading. It's a five-card angel reading for only $14.95. And that's an email reading. So contact me with that too as well. And one thing I don't think I put down is my email is actually psychicxjourneyman@live.com. Okay, so if you want to take advantage of those things, give me a call at 740-500-8863 or call me through Skype at 740-601-9835 or you can contact me through my Skype name at donald.reed8, all in small letters, or you can contact me through the website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And any kind of books I mention here, I have a page on my website where you can actually go there, all the books I recommend. So if I mention any books on the air, more likely they're all there. So you get the information if you didn't get to catch it the first time. Or go back in the archives and get the information on the book. Either way, we want you to get that information so we can actually, those books that I recommend have actually made some differences in my life, made some big major changes, really got me some direction going on. So I recommend them highly, so check them out. But again, also, Richard Palanga is our sponsor, and he has a website called DivineBodyWash.com, has spiritual and natural products, and he's saying for people who donate $25, all the listeners, you can get a bottle of body wash for yourself to try out. If you donate $35 or more, you can also get a bottle of body mist to go with that. So check it out. For a small donation, you can get some products, natural and spiritual products, to go along with the spiritual lifestyle that you've chosen to do and actually get those toxins and stuff out of your system. And I'm pretty sure that these products could definitely help you out. And he also makes the body wash to your specifications of what you're looking for, okay? What you're doing in your life, that kind of stuff. And it's a really great product, so check it out, DivineBodyWash.com. And he's also our sponsor. And if you'd like to be a sponsor for the show, too, as well, and get yourself your service or your service or you or your product sponsored on our show, it's simply a $40 fee a month. And you can do whatever you got, your service, your products, or whatever you got going on. Be glad to sit there and sponsor you and give you really good sponsorship. So I guarantee you more people will be calling you for your products. So if you want to do that too as well, just give us a call at 740-500-8863. April's not with us right now, but if you ever want to give April a call, she's been going through some things in the last 4 or 5 days. So if you send all your prayers and your healing energy her way, be great. Help her get through this thing. And heal fast and move on. But she also does readings. She does very good clairvoyant readings, remote viewing, spells. She does some fantastic love spells. So if you want to give her a call, just call her at 919-600-1904 or contact her through her website, which is aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com. All right? So, anybody show up in the queue yet?
Yes. Area code 212 is in the queue.
212. All right.
And I'm pulling that up now. My computer's doing its thing again, which is annoying me. Here we go. 212.
Yes.
Yes, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Alive and kicking.
Huh?
I said
what's
I'm alive and kicking.
Great. Well, so, I have a quick question.
What is your name?
My name is Anna.
Anna.
And my question is, I have an interview, kind of a brief interview tomorrow for a babysitting job for nighttime, so it's like easy. Do you see me working with this family? They have three kids, and I live very close, but I asked for a little bit more money because it's nighttime, and I don't know if I'm going to be getting that deal. I mean, she was saying that they wanted to pay a little less than that. So I was just wondering if you see me getting that position.
You know, something waking me very quickly is, yes, you can, that, I see it like this. The thing that came to me very closely is like my angels are saying, tell her to stop thinking about what they're thinking and start focusing on your perception that they're going to come back to you and say, when can you start? And they will. Because they were sitting there saying that the lady really wants to work with you, and the money is not an issue. It's just that she was just trying to get something lower.
Yeah.
But she was also thinking, I get the impression she was also thinking the same as you were, that you requested. So it's not like you guys are on the same wavelength here, that kind of stuff. But they keep saying over and over again, if you focus on this basically going in your direction, in your favor, and just focus on that outcome, you'll be working there.
Oh.
I get the impression they want to work with you anyway. What do you think, Dee?
I was trying to answer somebody in the chat room, so I didn't quite catch that. Sorry.
Good, good. No, just be honest. But do you see me being interested in a full-time position somewhere? Like, the field that I studied is actually, like, getting licensed and stuff. Like, why am I not doing that? I mean, I could do a lot more than babysitting, and I've accepted myself, you know, the way I am, and it's fine with me that I want to make some income. But on the other hand, I could get my licensing, work with children, have a more regular path for licensing, and I just haven't manifested, you know, in those terms, the right job yet. Like, then I want to be doing work with children. You know, that's my talent, and, you know, I'm babysitting them. That's why I'm babysitting them, because it's still with children, and I'm not desperate to work with children anymore either, but I'm thinking, like, why can't I find that job that I will love and want to commit to and just do, and make my life easier instead of not moving forward and so many things?
Well, the impression I get with that whole thing is the way it's almost like a subconscious thought that keep telling you that something about struggling and strife.
Struggling strife?
Yeah, I mean, how was she brought up?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's the thing I keep getting is religious background and upbringing influences. that some things in your subconscious mind, it keeps doing the same thing to you. Because I was doing the same thing when I was working this business and doing what I'm doing now. And it seemed like it was always some kind of procrastination with the whole thing. When it was these things that were instilled in me that was giving me this fear that I couldn't support myself. And it's amazing how many freaking psychics do that, too. They sit there going, I don't know if I can support myself this way or not. Oh, really? How about Sylvia Brown, John Edwards, and all this? And then what's the other guy? John Holland.
Yeah, there are other people that are doing the whole thing. There's one woman, she's booked for two months the whole time. There's lots of them doing this.
Yeah, they're not always people that you hear about either, and they're doing great. So it's one of those things that the reason they're doing great because they've come to a conclusion that's exactly what they wanted to do. And like I've done, I've got the books, I've got journals, and I just was so dead bent on saying, you know something? Instead of proving everybody right that I can't do this, let's prove everybody wrong and I can't. So therefore, there's nothing wrong with me being right. I'm not being mean. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just saying this is what I'm supposed to do. So therefore, you know, if you listen to the other stories out there, some of these people like John Edwards was talking about when he first started, when he heard about it, he didn't believe in this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, he knew there were certain things that he was curious about and certain things that he knew that he did. He just didn't believe in that whole thing and thinking maybe it was imagination or whatever. And it wasn't until he went, I think it was a store, he said he went with Sylvia Brown, I think, some other psychic, he went to a haunted house. And he started seeing things where they had just certain stuff and certain things that they were doing that were actually helping spirits to move on. Until he saw those things actually unfold in front of him. You know, it was kind of
that's wrong too. It's like seeing is believing. It's like no, believing is seeing. You know, I guess he did believe it in somewhere that he, you know, was able to see it.
He did, because when he saw it, that belief that he already had inside of him, came to the surface.
Yep.
So you're right.
Yeah, but so there's this other job which is more like towards my profession. It's like a drama therapist position. I'm not a drama therapist, but I can do that as well. And then when I apply, I just don't know what will happen. You know, I go to these interviews and I interview really well. I've become really better and better at it. I do have an intense vibe around me, though. I mean, I get intense. And I don't know. Do you see? I just don't see it. I just don't see that happening for me, and I don't know if that's me or.
What's the idea of removing the blinders?
I just want to work with kids, and I don't know how to do that. I don't think I need license to work with kids. I can just work with them. I'm talented enough.
Yeah, that is true. Oh, it's raining.
It's raining.
Yes, you can. Yes. That kind of kills my walk for the night.
What kind of walk were you thinking?
I was just... me, personally, I ate some cookies a while ago, and I want to take a walk. Walk along.
Oh, you want to take a walk to stay fit?
I also believe in walking meditation.
You take yourself for a long walk tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
Walk around your apartment.
No, I got those books. The book I've talked to people before at the end of the show is called The Ancient Secrets of the Fountain of Youth. There's some nice exercises in here I wanted to try, too. So I think everything happens for a reason. And I think it's the idea of starting these exercises again tonight. Sometime in today.
Eat lots of fruit, I'd say. Eat lots of fruit and juicing.
I love tomatoes.
Juice.
I'm just saying tomatoes are fruit.
Yeah. They are. It depends, you know. Start eating fruits, vegetables, start juicing.
Juicing. Gotta get me a juicer.
Yeah, just take some baby leaf greens, take a half an avocado and maybe half a tomato, blend it all up. It looks kind of disgusting. It's a funny green. But it tastes pretty good.
Oh,
and it will help cleanse your body. And it does help you lose weight.
How does that help you lose weight?
Oh, you had to ask. I don't know exactly. Somebody turned me on to it once, and it helped me.
How often do you have to do that?
I think it was something I did maybe. I don't know if I did it every day or not, because avocados aren't cheap. But,
one,
you know,
avocado, one tomato, and what was the other?
A tomato, avocado, and the baby leaf greens, you know, like the what they call mescaline mix, which would be, you know, baby romaine, baby, you know,
romaine.
The different baby romaine
green.
And different, you know, the mix. What?
To lose weight? That's interesting.
Well, it does. It's more along the line of it's a body cleanser. It cleanses out the crap in your body. That's what it really does. So it does help you lose weight because you're cleaning out all that toxic crap in your body.
Yeah, toxins and stuff like
alkaline,
that.
Alkaline, like alkaline and mucus. We just have to keep the colon clean, alkaline your body with an acidity, low acidic foods in the body. You have to eat low acidic foods, alkaline the body, and you know, you get energy from all of that food, good food.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying, like, have a salad with chicken. That's not good either sometimes, you know.
I also read a book on how to make your diet according to your blood type.
That sounds good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody can be vegetarian. It's not, sometimes it just doesn't work.
Oh,
yeah,
heck no, we weren't made to be vegetarians anyway with our teeth, but I know
what
somebody that's on the blood type diet.
But
well,
what
I do know
is that you have to stop eating sugars.
Right.
All types of sugars. You have to cut them off.
All types of sugars? Everything?
No, Donnie. Natural sugar, you know. Sugar,
I know
sugar in moderation is one thing, but people overdo it. Because of sugar in fruit.
Yeah.
That's a natural sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So,
No, I was just saying in this book on blood types, it talks about O positive and O negative, which is actually the oldest blood type. And
the universal one.
Yeah, it talks about tracing it back to the caveman time, where, you know, the diets and that kind of stuff. So when it comes to milk and cheese products and what was the other one? Even some grains have a tendency to work adversely in your body, which the ideal, you know, milk products have a tendency to create mucus and
milk,
you retain water. You know, you retain water around your waist.
Oh.
And that kind of stuff. So when you cut the milk and those things down, then they started noticing that people started losing weight around their waist. Plus, there's some emotional problems too. People who have a lot of emotional and that kind of stuff have a tendency to gain more weight around their hips and their waist. In their abdomen anywhere else, because that's where the solar plex chakra is. So when it's out of whack, out of balance, it has a tendency to work adversely too. But when you balance those things out, and they all work together is what they're saying, work them all together, and you'll start seeing a difference in your waist and certain things like that, not realizing. Same thing with soda. They found out with soda that your body, with the chemical, with the acid, with the acid would hit your stomach, the body would think that it's being attacked or some kind of poisoning. So the body will retain water, try to fight against it. That's why you also retain more water around your waist, too.
Oh, God, that soda thing is super dangerous, man. I just, I heard that they're putting weird stuff in there. It's not even normal, like.
Also, the aluminums. They're talking about when you put soda in an aluminum can, the aluminum also breaks down, which also goes into your system, which goes into your brain, and the aluminum also keeps the sensors from transferring information through your brain. So it cuts those sensors off.
Jeez, scary, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like fluoride is not supposed to be good for your body, and they put it in toothpaste, and you have to be careful of that as well.
Yes. Yeah, my girlfriend just got she got some toothpaste. She was looking for non-fluoride toothpaste, and she found it at Walmart. So she said that fluoride also, I think she said there's a certain gland in your body that it has a tendency to a buildup, which works against your psychic ability.
Oh my God! It's not good for your psychic ability. Fluoride.
Yeah, fluoride works against all those things, and
it's not good for us anymore. They find something wrong with everything.
Like anything else, if you drink too much calcium or you drink anything else, like your bones will get brittle. It's the idea of trying to find a balance. Because I got the coral calcium. Coral calcium is also not just for your bones, but it also reduces the acid in your body.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to be careful with what you put in your mouth. That's the bottom line. It's not all good out there.
And the thing is, there's a lot of things that really taste good, and then you shouldn't have them.
People are probably tuning in right now going, this is a psychic show? Yes, we're giving you some...
Psychic show, like what? How do you do your private readings? Like, do you, like if I wanted to, for example, find out something about where I wanted to live, because right now I don't want to move, but I think it will be better if I moved.
Yeah, but you should also wait.
Yeah, I have to wait. I can't just
the timing
move right
thing
now.
The timing seems to be a little bit. I don't know where you use the word flaky, but it seems like it's one of those things you should wait until the fall, at least the fall. I don't really see a move in the fall, but I'm just saying, let it slide for a while as we go.
I want to move. I don't feel like it's my time yet, and my parents.
It's not your time yet.
So I need to find a job that will sponsor me here. I can't just stay here.
Where are you?
In New York.
You're in New York. But where are you from?
You've forgotten, Anna?
Huh?
From Holland.
Holland. I remember who she is.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I was just making sure about the situation.
That's okay that he doesn't remember. It's fine. He will remember if I told him a couple of things, but that's okay.
The thing was like this. I was kidding. I distinguished back and forth because we've talked to a lot of people from Canada, and she's got a little bit of that accent where I thought maybe she might be from Canada.
No.
I didn't pick up a Canadian accent.
I just have a very laid-back attitude. I don't really push
Canadian
too much anymore. You know, I've calmed down. I was like, everything was about staying in New York and this and that, and now I'm like, I've calmed down. Something shifted, and I can't put my finger on it. I'm like, wait, everything was about getting the job, and now I don't care anymore. Like, if I don't, like this other woman, she's like, I'm sorry, we picked someone else, and I wrote back, like, I'm so excited for you that you found someone that's the perfect fit. It was wonderful to be interviewed by you, and I'm like, I don't even care anymore. How amazing is that? You know what a liberating feeling that is? Not to feel like, again.
No, I was just, listening to you talk about certain things. It reminded me of earlier this week when I was trying to get out of here, and it was raining at the beginning of the week, too, where I was like, I want to go out and look for furniture. But I just never really had the motivation to do it. So I was sitting here going, the weekend was like Saturday and Sunday. I should get out and look for some furniture. I said, but I don't feel like I should. And then Monday came along, it was raining. I'm like, okay. So I believe everything happens for a reason. And then, it was Tuesday or Monday. No, it was Monday. The same day I was wanting to go out and look for furniture, I came back in here to take a nap, which I didn't expect to take a nap. I just fell asleep. Someone knocked on my freaking door. And then they came to me and says, there's a person up here who actually skipped out on their rent and left all this furniture. Do you want it?
Wow.
And I was just like, now I see why I wasn't motivated to go anywhere, because it was actually something, because I was thinking about getting furniture, but I said, well, if I get some furniture, then I got to have it delivered, and there's just too much hassle. There has to be an easier way. Next thing I know, there was an easier way. It all fell in my lap, and all I had to do was go get it and bring it back down here.
Oh, my God. So, I mean, I think I just don't want to struggle anymore to find a job. You know, I'm just so done with, did I get it? And then having to wait to hear back, like all that emotional turmoil that went on. I'm just like, okay, I get the job, fine. You know, there'll be another way for me, you know, and I just have to trust that it will, the right job will find me and I will find it. Like, all this struggle doesn't work for me, and I don't need a job that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think I should enjoy something and not have to feel like, oh, I have to do paperwork 80% of the time and chase people 10% of the time and counsel them 10%. It's not even what, it's not what I want. So I'm glad I didn't get it, you know. Mm-hmm. But I am, I'm glad to, so maybe there's a reason why I'm feeling like this right now. Like, okay,
mm-hmm.
like, okay, let's see what is here for me, because I can't fight anymore. I don't want to fight anymore.
Well, that's simply what I did before, because I sit here and changed my whole format, basically on the whole thing, and started thinking so solely on what I wanted instead of getting the whole thing. Because I was sitting here the other day, some things started creeping in again where I was like worrying. I was counting the money. I was counting this. Okay, we do this. And I was like, yes, I'm tired of doing this. So then I sit here and said, okay, then stop doing it. So I stopped doing it, and then started noticing all my bills were getting paid without even thinking about it.
Well, that sounds like your subconscious, your conscious mind was trying to pull you back into an old habit, and then your awareness kicking in and being like, hey, I know this habit. This habit does not bring me any happiness. It's comfortable, and it's showing that I can go back into the comfort level, but I'd rather not, you know? And then you picked yourself up. You chose.
Yes, my intention said, nope, not today.
Create.
Yeah, we were sitting over that one, too. It says, when Jesus said we're all gods, I'm like, well, that's the truth, too, because we were made in the image of God, so therefore to be made in the image of anything, you are like it. So I was like, okay, if that's the case, then everything's instilled in me to do what I got to do. And I've already seen, that's the one thing, too. It's amazing when you sit here and go through things that you know that you've manifested and still get pulled into certain old patterns, like you said.
Yeah.
I was thinking and go, okay, what am I going to do? And it's like this voice comes out of that you've already had some realizations and said, you know exactly what you want to do, so manifest it. I'm like, yeah, you're right. So
it's
the idea. And the things that have happened lately, I told a friend of mine, I got this apartment. I've been here since April 30th, and I just paid the rent yesterday because I found somebody who would work with me. And he said, that guy looked at me, it was kind of funny too, because I was like, I want something very smooth here. Someone, I think I deserve to find somebody who's willing to work with me instead of me making them work with them. Mm-hmm. So this guy looked at me and says, oh, so you get paid on the 8th and the 23rd, huh? So I'll just make this lease out for the 8th. Is that okay with you? I'm like, yeah, that's great.
Wow.
Let's keep going, you know. And then he let me move in that day too.
So these little miracles are manifesting. Then you know that the universe is listening to you.
Exactly, and I want everybody else to listen to me, to also they can now, so they can also do the same thing for their own lives. That's why, because I had a person saying, you know, when you do readings, I don't really want to hear about your personal life. Then I'm thinking, you're not listening. You're asking for answers, you're looking for insight, you're looking for advice. And sometimes the best advice you've ever gotten is by listening to someone else's life, of getting through a situation that you're going through.
Yeah, I mean, for me, to be honest, I don't really care about, like, giving psychic readings to people unless it's connected to their higher self or something.
It's like the idea. You want to help people and give them the information that's going to really benefit their lives, and actually influence them to actually make those changes too as well. Not somebody who wants to say, does Johnny love me? Well, if you don't know that, then you don't
love
yourself.
Does Johnny love me? Johnny is not your soulmate, first of all. It's obvious that if he was your soulmate, you wouldn't even be calling in right now.
Exactly. Unless there's something about the situation that you're not following your heart.
Yeah, or work on your own problems. Some people, they don't want to work on themselves. It's too complicated. And you know, you got to be ready for a soulmate-level relationship. And that's, I don't know.
I think that's what I always ask.
Or maybe you just never have to be ready and you get it too.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like looking at people going, are you ready for this? Ready for what? Then you're not ready. If you know what I'm talking about, then you're not ready for it.
because it's obvious. I mean, because the biggest thing I know for a fact, everybody's looking for one thing. And that's why the one question I asked everybody, I said, okay, I want you to tell me what's the one thing you're looking for. And they're going, well, I want him to be like this. I said, no. I didn't ask you what the guy, I'm asking you what do you want. And I said, realistically, what you're really looking for is someone to love you unconditionally, to somebody you can be yourself. That's the big two things. And
okay,
can
I ask you something? Like, why are there so many men looking at me all of a sudden? I never felt that all these men, what's going on? What do you think is going on right now?
Good question.
It's,
I think it's a combination.
Yeah, it's your aura.
Yeah, she's a, it's like one of those things with, one thing I will sit here and say, right now it seems like there's a lot of people like going through that, because I've actually had the same thing where I actually caught a girl, like we're looking at the gym, and I caught her looking in the mirror at me.
Yeah.
I just had him turn around real quick, and she's like, okay, I'm not looking at you. I'm sitting there going, that was weird. And then I started noticing lately a lot of, you know, a lot of different things going on. But when,
yeah.
You know, but it's like
going
the energy.
On?
The energy is like this. With light workers, you're going to get that look a lot because people are looking for something real. And if you're real and you're honest and you know who you are, people have a tendency to be gravitated toward that because they're looking for themselves, or maybe they're looking for something real. And it's just the ideal of understanding one thing. You must be doing something right because people are being drawn to you, not the other way around with you.
Yeah, I mean, never had so much attention, and there was so many choices, and I'm seeing the most fascinating people right now, and I'm like, wow, I'm so glad to feel in the inspiration.
I was sitting there doing. Yeah,
what?
The one thing I noticed too, because I was doing some affirmations, and there was affirmations, and this one in here was talking about, where is it at? Oh, here it is. It's about relationships, friendships. My friends are kind, loving, giving, honoring, awakened, and like-minded.
Yeah.
My circle of friends is ever-expanding to match my highest ideal of intelligence and spiritual stimulation. You know, it's like I started noticing that you might think affirmations may be something that you don't think works, but...
Yeah.
I've seen so many things where you look at situations, there's certain things that go on. And one thing I was sitting there talking to people.
Wait. Hold on. You were talking about affirmations, and the truth is that you're right. Affirmations don't work, but they do work because, for example, if your voice, inner voice, is saying like, "Yeah, I'm not worthy," or I'm afraid or something, you're feeling this fear, but then you have to say to it, no, I'm worthy of feeling love. What do I need to do right now to love whatever I'm going through?
Oh yeah,
right.
So then we turn to
I'm worthy of love. I'm not, I don't deserve fear. Well, I deserve love. Right now, that's affirmation. That's why it does work. Unfortunately, it didn't work in the past that fast as we want it to. You know, it didn't like that book,
too, right?
Louise Hay. I did that in my early 20s. I mean, it wasn't transformational for my life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
that worked.
But it worked for other people.
Yeah. It's the idea what? Like I was telling everybody before too about affirmations, you got to find what works for you. But you also have to make a decision at that moment too that you definitely want to change in your life, and that you're actually willing to override what you already know compared to what's going to happen and what you want to change.
Yeah, and that's awakening. That's awakening. That's stepping out of the matrix.
Well, I was going to say, before about relationships, I've seen, see, the one thing I was sitting there talking to people too about, okay, the most thing I've seen with affirmations is people do affirmations until they get what they want, and they focus and they manifest. But then they stop, and then they wonder how come everything else stops too, as well. Because you think that there's a start and an ending, when actually it's a continuous thing. Just like spirituality is a transformation that happens continuously throughout your life. It's a transformation. So I was sitting there saying, okay, if you're already in a relationship and you want to keep it smoothly going, then using affirmations to make sure that you keep yourself focused and maintain who you are. Like this one here says, "I let my desire activate every part of my being." If you have affirmations, because I was sitting there talking about the affirmations I had for my relationship, where I would say, to continuously say to yourself, I have a happy, grateful, I'm happy and grateful that I now have a wonderful, happy, joyous, romantic, joyous, spiritual soulmate relationship marriage.
Do you want to hear about my dream? I want to tell you my dream because it reminds me. Because you talk a lot about relationships, and I think that you really do. I think you really want to have a girlfriend.
I don't. I'm sitting thinking myself going. Okay.
I think you really want to have a girlfriend.
Considering you have one.
What?
Yes, I already have
considering
one.
I said he has
you
one.
Found one already. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. That's good because you said before. My girlfriend, so I wasn't sure if you had one or not right now. No, I'm glad. I'm glad because, in the past, people were like, oh, I got it now. I know. I'm there. I've arrived. And you never arrive. That's the thing. And then when you know that you never arrive, like every little milestone is like one step closer to the self, you know, but you never really achieve full self-realization. I don't know if that's completely possible, you know. I don't know. There's always space for more growth. It's always expanding.
Yeah.
It's never ending. It's infinite.
That's true.
So we never really arrive. We arrive little by little, but infinite growth.
That's one of the things, I'm just saying it's one of those things that you should never focus on arriving anyway. You should focus on the journey itself and enjoy every minute and every moment.
Well, yeah.
I've seen
so
many things.
It's all part of it.
Well, there's some things I've experienced before in the past that I could have looked at as being, well, this was crazy. But then I sit here and experience it again. But this time I was actually looking at it differently to the point of actually seeing it happen, why it happened. So it was easy to actually not let it happen anymore.
Yeah.
But,
no, let me tell you about my dream, okay? Because that's also part of the whole belief thing that we just talked about.
Okay.
And so this dream, I was walking in this this thing. It was a workshop. It was a healing workshop, and it was outside in a garden-like place. And they were like these beds, like, you know, you give massage, these massage tables. And there's two soulmates, two blonde soulmates. They were together. I saw this woman. She's pretty. She was actually from my high. She looked like this girl from my high school who was blonde and pretty. And then she was with her, you know, with her soulmate. They were definitely soulmates. In my dream, I said soulmate. So, I was walking through this garden, and I'm seeing these two soulmates, like they're from a different planet. And I said to myself, I'll never have something like this. And then I said to myself, oh, no, if I say that, then that's what I'm going to have. So I have to immediately shift that and root new beliefs into the ground, like earth, ground those new beliefs. And I saw roots going in the ground with new beliefs.
Uh-huh.
That was my dream. And I want to know what you think about it.
Well, I think it was pretty self-explanatory when you sort of look at the situation of changing one's beliefs because of what you're still allowing yourself to feed into.
Yeah.
You've had, it's like having an awakening within a dream saying, okay, no more of that. And then you sit there and went through a grounding of taking those and getting rid of those things as soon as they actually materialize, which was a lot of people don't do.
Yeah.
I thought it was a really good thing. Because in the dream, it's saying, okay, take it from the dream and now do it in reality and then do it with every situation. I was sitting there looking at this situation. I've got before, too, when I was in a situation of actually wanting to be back in a relationship with a certain person where certain negative thoughts would come back up and I would say, nope. And then I would cancel those out and then start reciting what I wanted until I felt that's all I could believe.
That sounds something that, you know, my ex-boyfriend, he's been popping. I've been thinking about him. I've been missing him. I've been like, you know, it's hard. I don't want to call him because it's like it's not good for me. He's not good for me, so I don't want to go back there. It's like an emotional not good feeling.
Right.
But I do miss him. I mean, he lives really close by. I could just walk in the neighborhood and probably bump into him, and then I don't know what he would do. you know, he's been coming and going, and I really liked some things about him, but he wasn't the right one, you know. So, I guess just energetically I'm trying to, like, not trying, but I've tried to remove his energy and stuff, so it's a, keeps coming up. I don't know why. I guess I was really, really attracted to him, and it had been a while since I finally attracted someone that I was attracted to. You know, it took a while for me, so that's probably why.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to use affirmations and say, there's better than this out there. You know, that wasn't the last guy that I had. You know, you have to keep affirming positive.
That's the one thing it drew. Gets most people. It's like I've seen psychics do that too. They'll like want to keep somebody hanging on because they're scared to be the last person to walk through the door. When all it is just an illusion of feeding into fear. And you know it.
Fear.
That's what the realization is. Like, you know it and you keep pulling into it. But, you know, when it comes to people, we have to understand one thing. It's not just a physical attraction. Realistically, when you have a really good connection with somebody, you're attracted to their essence of who they are. Not that body. That body's a good attraction in a sense of confirmation or consummating or being able to physically show how much you love each other. But that's about it. You know, it's like transportation. You got to look at that way, too.
Yeah, I was very attracted to his masculine energy. Like, it was very manly and masculine. He just had a lot of problems, but his essence was really attractive. It wasn't his body. It's true. What you just said is true. It was the essence in his body that was attractive, but his soul was half rotten, you know? And I got to know him as like this rotten person. He's trying to build a good life for him, but you know, he's young too, so he's probably has time, but he's not rotten in a bad way, but you know, he's just
ornery.
I don't know. I'm confused.
I'm just saying when you sit here and look at a situation like we had a show on this where we were talking about cutting the cords and asking everybody. You said you cut all the cords of that relationship, but if you cut the main ones, and they're like, what's that? I said, if you've had sex with somebody, those are very strong emotional cords that most people don't even take consideration of even cutting because they don't take it in consideration. They look at everything else, the heart, the shoulders, whatever they were affected, but they don't realize that those are the strongest emotional connections that you can have with somebody once that's been done. That's why everybody says, that's one thing we were talking about before, if you could actually hold off on that as long as possible, in some sense of the word, depending on what level you're at, where you can actually deal with it. Because a lot of guys will sit there and go, I can deal with it. But I don't think they've ever been in love. And then when they do, they always have a tendency to have sex and disappear because the emotions came out.
So the emotions came out, then they had to run away.
Exactly. So they're like, okay, that wasn't supposed to happen. That's too much responsibility. Not realizing the only responsibility is to honor yourself.
Yeah, exactly. This guy that I was with, he was really excited. He wanted to have dinner with me the next day. Like it was just a natural flow going on. And then he said he was too busy. And then weeks went by. And then we saw each other again. It was just like he got so scared. And then he got so cold. And then he was really cold. And then he saw me walking with another guy. And after he saw me walking with another guy, which was just a friend. You know, I made it obvious to him. And then he said, we have nothing. You think we are in a relationship? We don't have a relationship. We have nothing. He kept saying that we had nothing.
Which you did. You had more than that. And he was trying to denounce it.
What?
Anything? He was trying to denounce it. That's why he comes saying it over and over again. It wasn't something he was trying to convince you. He was trying to convince himself.
Yeah, he was trying to convince himself that we had nothing. And I don't, because you know why? I don't know why. Why was he trying to denounce it?
Because it's like the ideal. When he saw you with somebody else, all those emotions came to the forefront. So therefore, the first thing it was, somebody not wanting to go there, the first thing they're going to do is denounce it. And the first thing they start trying to do is denounce it through you by saying, you know, we didn't have nothing.
And I've actually had relationships like this before where it was like the guy's like, we have nothing. I don't want to go out. And the girl's sitting there going, I never asked you anything. I'm just sitting here going, the guy just comes up and he goes, hey,
yeah.
I don't, you know, and starts trying to convince her right off the bat, even to the point where they start putting furniture between the two of them. That's how threatened he feels by those emotions and feelings. That he's actually putting physical furniture between the two of them because he feels that
yeah.
connected to her.
Yeah,
why do people want to sit there and why do people want to denounce those and run away from those kind of situations? Well, that's a good question because, I mean, most logically, that's what people are looking for. And most logically, with those people, they'll tell you the same thing. That's what they're looking for. But it's like we have emotions. Like people go through a lot of stuff, mm-hmm. and we call baggage. And these people keep suppressing it, don't want to deal with it, keep suppressing it. What happens when you get into a really good situation and those good emotions, your body will say, it's time to deal with the crap. And it all starts coming to the surface.
Yeah.
So they start feeling all that stuff, and then they start running away.
Yeah, and they should have said, I'm not ready, right?
I'm not ready for you. When actually they don't understand is the idea of coming together has actually brought a lot of things to the surface to deal with, not to run away from.
Yeah, that's the ideal. But why would he, like, at one point, I never understood this, when we kind of were not doing so well together, and, you know, I wanted to talk, and he didn't, and he used to live in my neighborhood. He used to, like, walk past me and then look back and then look back again, like, sneakily, you know, like, looking back behind his shoulder. Like, why would he do that? I never got that. Like, why does he walk past me for a while and then look back behind him to see what I was doing? Like, why?
It's not the ideal of seeing what you're doing. It's the ideal. As he walks by, he still feels the connection between the two of you. He turns around and looks at you and says, I can still feel it. Why do I still feel it? I'm trying to denounce
right.
it. I'm trying to deny it. I'm not even looking at
yeah.
it. We're no longer together. We're not doing nothing.
Yeah.
But still it exists. And it's one of those things that people don't understand. It's like the question
yeah.
I've been asked a lot, too, is like, if I'm with somebody else, why does my ex-boyfriend show up? And it's the
yeah,
ideal.
That's painful.
Well, that's the situation where it's saying, okay, you're sitting here with a new person. It's going great. But there's a couple of insecurities that still exist. And that's why the ex-boyfriend comes up. That's the situation. It pops up and says, you know something? This is where you was. Now look where you're at. It's more of a saying, appreciate what you have and how far you've come to get this, but you don't want to go back to that, do you? So you let those insecurities
go. Sounds good. Yeah. Wow. It sounds good. Yeah. It's very difficult for me, for some reason, to understand that someone could actually have feelings for me. Like, I usually don't know. I usually don't get it. I always think, like, oh, they don't have feelings for me. You know, I don't know why I am like this, but but when I see behavior that's so odd, like we don't have nothing and just weird behavior, it's just like, I don't understand that this person is having such a hard time dealing with feelings and love, you know, what's authentic
mm-hmm.
love or what could be the potential of love and choosing for that, you know, if they're not ready, they're not ready. So,
right.
That's interesting. It's very difficult for me to feel, understand that. Because I feel like it's like high school is so much rejection and not being seen. That
mm-hmm.
I feel like, oh, that's still happening, but it's not. People do have feelings for me, and that's really difficult
right.
for me to understand. So,
yeah,
but
it's like looking at high school and all those things too. If you look back on those situations, you'll realize that there was no rejection; it was a lack of faith in yourself because you're sitting there going, "Okay, this
yep.
person doesn't like me."
Well,
but that's
all. We were in the matrix. We didn't have the awareness that we have right now. To know how we were self-rejecting, how we were not being present with ourselves, you know, needing
That's
to
true.
Be loved.
Yeah. That's true, but we can also, right now, we can look back at those times and maybe realizing that some of those insecurities are still with us now. We look back
yes.
at it now with those knowingness, and we can look back and look, oh, I can let those go now.
trauma. Yes, high school is definitely one of the traumas that we have to heal. It's one of my teachers said that. It's one of the pioneer rebirthing teachers. You know, it's high school is one of them, you know, being born and then all, some other death or some other things are like we need to heal those. Some interesting, but that's true. It's completely true. High school is very traumatic, you know. It's a big, big part of wanting to belong, not wanting to belong. Our identities are being formed.
Then you sit there, then you add the other cases to them, like my situation was you add insecurity, acne.
Acne
a lot of things.
Sucks.
Well, mine was like I had a blood disorder too at the same time, so everything I got would actually progress to even worse. And then I had we had the situation of dating and a lot of things, which was by the time I became a sophomore. Well, no, I never had those. It wasn't until I never really knew anything about drugs until I actually got into music.
Oh.
I was lead singer for 10 years, and everybody thought I was weird because I didn't do any drugs, but I still play music. And I'm like, I still don't see the two as being one.
Good for you.
So that's when the strength started coming out and going, okay. I think at a very young age, I knew exactly who I was, but then I went through the high school thing. You have a tendency to lose touch with that. It's just the idea of finding it.
But guess what I discovered? You know those Himalayan salt rocks? Those pinkish ones?
Yes.
They're actually really grounding.
Oh, I got some of those.
You got to get it, and you got to put them on the places where you have pain, and you have to put them by your computer. Like, it's amazing. These things, they help ground me. They heal. Nobody ever told you this, but this is what I found out. Great. I'm so excited. I put one by my computer, and sometimes I put one by my bed. I'm going to use them with my clients now, too. They're like $5 in a little plastic thing, like from an organic food store. But you just should experiment with them. It's like salt. It's pink. It's Himalayan crystals, you know, big salt rocks, like stones, like stones.
Well, that's one thing too about affirmations too. Affirmations work really good as you with a lot of the other techniques that go along with the grounding you're talking about too.
Yeah, the grounding is actually really important. In my dream, it came a couple of times already, and you know, it's really powerful. And yeah, so.
No, he was asking the question before about readings, and that's something that when I do readings, what's it like to do readings with me and that kind of stuff. It's just there's not really much difference in when we do on the show. It's just that I have different variations. I have I've been working a lot with my angel cards, and came up with different variations of 7 cards, 5 cards, 3 cards, angel readings. Sometimes it's just certain things go on. I do a lot of things. So I tell people, you know, get your session. We'll sit down and do them. You'll be amazed what might happen in the situations if you do Skype or do it in person. Sometimes I have a tendency to just do things. Like I usually charge separate for palm readings. But in the case of, like, sometimes with readings, I will tell somebody, so let me see your palm, and I read their palm. But what I'm saying is when I tell people when you buy a session, just sit there and enjoy what's going to go on because there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be given to you that I won't ask you for anything else. Because if I sit here and look at you and go, let me see your palm, I want to read your palm, that's my request. I don't make you pay for that. That's something of my curiosity that I want to see in your hand, or
it's
I want
like
to touch you.
It's like following the energy, you know. You have different tools and techniques. Like, it's not going to be, it's just going to be part of the healing. You give some tools, interesting tools you have.
I tell people, if you walk up there and you ask me to do a reading, and then you ask me for a palm reading. See, anytime you ask me for anything, you're asking for my services, which I charge for. But if I ask you, I never ask for anything additional.
What do you mean? If you ask me, you don't ask anything for addition. Like, what do you mean? Oh, palm and stuff.
If you don't ask for a palm reading, you might just get one because I'm curious about a lot of things. And I'm also a person like this. When I had my shop, I used to charge $25 for 15 minutes. And a person came in one time, a couple came in.
I'm doing a reading for him. All of a sudden, the guy started doing this little gibbering around. I'm like, you got to go to the bathroom, man? He's like, no. And he goes, what's wrong? I said, what's wrong? He's like, he says, you have a meter going. I can only pay for 30 minutes. I can't pay for no more. I said, well, okay, fine. His girlfriend said, that's okay. I'll pay for the rest of the reading. Keep going. Okay? And I said, I can actually detail to both of you. Okay? I won't ask for anything else. Just pay for the 30 minutes, but I'm going to finish this reading.
Okay.
That's my goal, to finish what's going on. We're not going to sit here and leave it half-assed and make you feel,
really
okay,
nice
give me $20 more. Yeah, so...
The thing is that if you want to make a lot more money, if you just do one reading, one person, two people, you know, people, they get like these, then they do calls, they do like conference calls and stuff like that. That's how, then you get 25 people, then you have like 25 people each pay like $20, you know, or 20 or maybe more, you know. So you have to like work on the larger scale if you want to make more money. Or maybe not, you know. I don't know how it all works. I'm figuring it out.
My friend told me the other day, she said, to start doing workshops and stuff, working with people, because she said, you're really good at what you do. So I started doing a workshop, charging per person and that kind of thing. She goes,
now,
that's what you got to do.
Yep, it's the workshops, you know. It's the workshop that can make $450, two-day workshop, boom, you know. Got something there, and then I gotta ask you though, there's a guy that lives in my building, and when he first moved in, he was like talking to me and being friendly, and then now it's like only hi, but I feel like I see dreams about him and stuff. What do you do, you sense anything about him? I don't know his name, but he told me which apartment he lives and who he knew, and that he has a dog too, and I'm seeing him, but I don't know what's going on with him.
I don't know. It seems like to me like he has a girlfriend. Something's going. Because the first thing came to me was it reminds me of some girls I know, some friends I have, and when they have a boyfriend, they're not so sociable. I keep telling them, I said, you know something, you need to work on those insecurities. And they go, what insecurities? I have a boyfriend now. I said, okay, I don't know what that means, but when you start shucking all kinds of people, you know, I mean, I'll be the first one to sit here and say your boyfriend or your girlfriend, they should be your number priority in your life. But at the same time, you know, if it's one of those situations, if you've had a friendship with somebody for a very long time, and it's one of those situations that works out, that you can, you know, the boyfriend, he's cool with it, the whole thing, then it's okay. But some girls just go, boom, right to the whole thing going, they cut everybody out. And it's an insecurity because I've seen this with a couple of girls in particular, okay, that when they're with somebody, they have a tendency to do that, but they also have a tendency to be unfaithful. So what they're doing is they have an insecurity of being unfaithful again, so they basically cut everybody off.
No, but that's with guys too. All of a sudden, like, they have a girlfriend, they just, their life gets smaller, you know? That's scary to me. Like,
yeah, you
I don't
should
know.
Enjoy
it's
your
like,
life. I mean, the point.
Same
okay,
with affirmations and growth. Like, oh, okay, I found my boyfriend, now I can just settle. I don't need to grow anymore. Like, who wants that type of relationship?
No, that's what I'm saying. Well, I was reading this one affirmation in here, which says, I'm happy and grateful that I now have a wonderful, happy, joyous, romantic, spiritual soulmate, twin flame relationship. If you really start focusing on this freaking... The end of it says, we are really learning to understand and deeply love each other unconditionally now, which means it's a continuous thing that goes on.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop. You're always finding things about each other because as you're growing and evolving, there are certain things that people don't evolve just yet. But when they get comfortable, they tell you. My girlfriend tells me everything. And
how long have you had a girlfriend for now? Just new, right? I mean, I don't think you had a girlfriend a couple weeks ago.
Yes, he did. April.
No, it's been a little bit longer.
April
does a show. She's on the show from time to time.
Wait,
that one girl.
Since April, you've been having a girlfriend? That's not a long time.
No, her name is April.
Oh, okay.
Her name's April, and it's actually been since March, but...
You met each other in March?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, okay. That's recent to me because I don't know. I don't always listen in, so I probably missed out. I thought, like, okay, you always,
okay.
always talk about relationships and stuff. So I was like, oh, this guy really
that's
wants
true,
to.
That's true, too. But see, the thing about relationships to me is it's like it's a major component in our lives. I've seen some, my thing is probably why I'm so passionate about it because people have a tendency to not really honor themselves in the process of going out and find a relationship. I mean, I had a girl say one day where she said that her friend was getting divorced. And she goes, why do you want to get divorced for? At least you got one. And I was like, are we in the
50s? Oh, no.
Oh,
that's
great.
Terrible.
Is this
1950? Oh, no, at least you got one. You think that's all that matters in life? No.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, look at the situation. I mean, I've actually wanted to write a book on relationships, and I'm actually trying to put one together now. But it was just those things. It's so important. Not just to have, in the process of having a girlfriend, which is great about April, because April says, okay, she goes, since you know so much about relationships, now you just want to sit there and live it and actually prove what you say and live it too. I'm like, exactly. Yeah. So I was like,
you should make a relationship course, a seminar, teach one for relationships because you manifested one really fast.
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to, I mean, how did you do that? I mean, you could manifest, you could do that. I mean, you have to be
well,
for real,
you know,
have to come from your heart.
Well, the thing I was looking at was, there was a book, the first book I had, it wasn't a romance book, it was actually a book called The Alchemist Handbook. And in The Alchemist Handbook, it talks about the five major parts, the five main parts of your life. And it goes into detail about exactly what those are. And the relationships is one of them, and your financial, your career, but it was also talking about your spiritual lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it also talks about, since I was trying to tell everybody what's important about this whole thing is that the book talks about the body. It talks about all these things of realizing that balance in one's life is to have balance in all these five parts of your life. So it's the idea that the body is part of that, and people have a tendency to neglect that one part.
Yep.
I was sitting there, it was kind of interesting.
The body is all this unconscious, is the body where the unconscious is stored. And
also,
what I learned yesterday is that the breath controls the mind, not the mind, the body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it talks
the breath
about your spiritual life.
The breath controls the mind. Yeah.
It talks, okay, hold up.
It should talk about the breath, too, this book.
Well, I'm just saying, it says your spiritual life, it says your service to others as a true success in life is two. Number three is your physical body. Four is your finances. And five is your relationships. And it actually describes in detail about these things, what you should be focusing on. And the one thing they talk about in your finances is the idea of focusing on home. Why is a home so important? Because basically the home is not just a house. And the idea of home means where you feel comfortable. So basically, it's your sanctuary. And once you have that sanctuary, then the other parts seem to be easier to put together and actually fall into place. And I thought that was interesting.
Wow.
But when you talk about, when it talks about the spiritual lifestyle, it actually, it talks about the idea of focusing on those things. But the breath that you were talking about seems to fall into more...
the body.
It's like a combination with the physical and the spiritual.
Yeah.
That breathing has a tendency. I know with two readings, my friend was kind of freaked out when she started doing this too. She started doing breathing exercises before she did readings, or as she was doing readings, and she started noticing that the information was coming through her clearer.
Wow. Well, I'm going to be working somewhere where I'm going to be giving Reiki. And I mean, I like Reiki, but, you know, I feel like people should get more for their money. So I'm going to incorporate breath in there so they can really experience peace of mind. That's
mm-hmm.
what I'm going to do. I'm not just going to do Reiki and put my hands on them and they've never had a spiritual practice before and then all of a sudden this Reiki thing, they're going to be like, what the hell, I'm not going to do this again. But if I do it with breath work, they'll be like, shit, my mind, I feel completely relaxed, I'm in
mm-hmm.
a different zone, and you know, what is this? Then they'll come back. I just feel like just Reiki, you know, no,
mm-hmm.
I got to really
also
help
the
them.
Same thing with too. The same thing with relationships. We were talking about, wait, well, then one thing I started off was I started writing for this column in this magazine, And I was writing a spiritual, it was like spiritual insights to relationships. And the first thing I started working with was doing, first we started talking about working on oneself and then writing the list of what kind of relationship and the person you want to be with. And I said, and then you go back and you focus and make sure you are those things. And I started thinking about it for a minute. I said, why don't we do the other one first? Why don't we work on ourselves, make a list out for ourselves first, and then we sit down what kind of relationship we want to have. Because once we have a good relationship with ourselves, the other list becomes easy.
The thing is that how can you even bring life or love into you if you don't love yourself? Like, you have to know at least what that looks like, you know, loving yourself, not judging yourself, being conscious. Like, that's important. Like, you can have a list from A to Z, you know, but without self-love, that list is going to be, a wish list on the refrigerator for 5 years.
That's funny, was working on too, because we were sitting there, okay, here's a list you should focus on.
How do you love yourself?
That's what it says. That's the first thing on the top of the list is, love yourself? It says, do you love yourself? No matter if you do or you don't, say yes. That's a good start. Okay, because you should. And then it says, and the next thing is, stop all criticism of yourself. Forgive yourself for the criticism you've already given yourself. It says, don't scare yourself. Don't scare yourself means, like if you make a statement, it says, what if I never find anybody else again?
Yeah.
That's scaring yourself.
Scary.
So you don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so it says, be gentle and kind and patient with yourself to realize, you know, something. Don't sit there. I've seen people do this. Women do this too. I'm just a bad person. So therefore, I deserve what I get. I'm like, no. Just look at the situation. You made a mistake. You realize that. You realize that wasn't the path to go down. But you know which. But even if you don't know what path it is, you know that one.
But sometimes you have to just acknowledge also, like when they say, oh, I'm just a bad person, like you have to say, acknowledge, okay, I hear that you think this about yourself, that we acknowledge that, you know. Mm-hmm. However, what would you like to be instead? Would you like to change that, you know, instead of covering it up and, you know, making it look, oh, no, you're perfect or something. You can just say, oh, yeah, I hear what you're saying, you know. But would you like to stay that person, or what are your goals? You know, why are you here today? You know, going a little next step, you know, instead of covering it up, excusing it for them. You know, they have to figure it out themselves.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm just saying, it says be kind to your mind, which means just be, you know, that thinking, that voice inside your head. Quit, it's
be
like the ideal.
Be kind to your mind. Yeah, it's a good one.
Just pray.
It says praise yourself.
I like that one, too. Praise yourself. Support yourself. Be loving to your negatives. Be loving to your negatives. For me, it's saying, when you say something negative, turn into a positive affirmation. And then also, the one that says in here too, it says, take care of your body. See, taking care of your body does two things. It's the ideal, taking your focus in a different direction, okay, but it also is a way of releasing. That's what I was talking about at the beginning of the show, where I was there talking about when you're doing a bench press, imagine that you need to let go of something, a baggage or something. So as you inhale with the weight, and then you push out, as you're pushing out, let go of it right then and there. Because working out, if it's right, there's also breathing.
It makes
breathing
sense when you say
important.
Working out.
Not working out that problem, man.
I worked out that problem already with my workout.
Exactly. So what we do is we take our relationship counseling like this. It's a combination of working out and working things out. So it's like, hey, always put the two together, and we can have a really good combination too.
Put the two and two together. You can keep working. Yeah, I mean, that's good.
In the process of releasing your baggage, you also get a great body.
Yeah, keep visualizing that body at night before you go to bed.
But also,
let's
think about this, okay? If you think about it, right, working out is also a lifetime thing, commitment. If you commit yourself to actually letting go and clearing your body all the time, baggage and that kind of stuff, then you have all this other stuff. But working out could work really good for you.
Well, working out, but also cleaning with water. Water purifies your body, cleanses your body. It's not just working out, you know. Some people, you know, steaming water, any type of water thing is good for you. And especially with the types of work that we do, you know, we have to keep taking care of ourselves like three times more than our work. You know, we have to take care of ourselves. We cannot skip one moment of that. Just can't. Because if you deplete, you know, then you're just doing it for someone else and not for yourself anymore. You got to take care of yourself. Yeah.
Nope, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're doing a good job. But do you think that this guy from my building feels anything for me? He's acting very cool, like really cool. But I just don't know what he's thinking anymore. Like he's being very cool, kind of.
I don't know the situation of. I guess I wouldn't get caught up in the whole situation trying to figure it out until there's actually something to really tangible that would actually seem like it was going somewhere.
Exactly.
Any kind of friend or anything like that, because when you start to look at the situation, we can figure it out. But realistically, until we're actually interacting with that person, we're never going to get any confirmation.
Yeah, I guess. And just having dreams about him, and it's just been just a couple of them, I think, and it's just been like, what is going on, you know?
I would take my apartment like I do mine, and I would stage it and put a force field and just protection all around it to see, maybe it might be a lucid dream where he's coming and doing his little astral projection thing.
Yeah, I think it's an astral projection thing because it was really him, and then he was holding me because I couldn't look him in the eye. It was a little too much contact or something.
Right.
And he has one eye is missing. Like, it's not missing, but he's one eye is closed and the other one is open. Like, he has something with his eye. And then he was holding me from the back, and it felt very healing. And I was like, oh, I can actually touch him with my hands. And then I started to hold his wrists and feel him too. And it was all very healing and soft. So I'm like, wow, that made an impression on me, obviously. And his wrists were really fine, and he's a very, very fine person, you know. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That was the dream. And after that, I was like, what is this? What is he doing, you know? What is he... what's going on with him and me, you know?
I'm just saying, the way it comes to me is the reason I would suggest doing the protection and stuff is because I feel like in the state it is now, he doesn't have the right to come visit you. It's like acting out his fantasies and wanting to be with somebody, but I get the impression he's with somebody else. So I don't care what anybody says. This is still nothing.
I saw him with a girl the other day. A new girl. She wasn't like super pretty or anything, but I saw him with another girl. I don't know who that was.
Mm-hmm.
And she was kind of holding his dog and stuff in the elevator. I don't know who she was. And maybe you're right. Maybe that is his new girlfriend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you're right. Maybe I should do the sage and sage my apartment, and that no one has the right to play with my mind, you know? Especially if they don't want to be with
honor.
Me and sorry?
That's the thing I call it, to honor it. It's like, okay, I like you, I fantasize about you, but I'm with somebody else right now, so therefore I'm going to check this out first. And even though he's being drawn to that thing. So you cut that off, make him deal with what's going on in his life right now.
Yeah, I mean, for me, so it would be good to have I think you're very good also, you know, you're really, really good at what you're doing. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So when do you see my success kicking in big time?
Sorry?
My success kicking in big time?
When do I see your success kick? What do you mean? What does that look like
for
you?
It's like I have some success now, but it's like one of those things when I see happening, it's the ideal of... at least, I would say 5 days a week. see at least...
Have clients.
Yeah, about five to... I don't know. I would go 5 to 6 clients per day. I have
five
a lot, I mean, like, I work for companies
day.
Right now. I work for three companies. I work for three companies right now. And I'm pretty good on those. But it's the idea.
You work for three companies right now, and, you know, you have to work with those three companies and...
Mm-hmm.
And not lower your priorities. You know, make yourself expensive and you know, make your priorities important. Sell yourself expensive. Know your worth. Don't think that you are. You know, there's Walmart, there's Duane Reade, and then there is these Ivy League pharmacists. You know, different. You have to be the Ivy League pharmacist. You have to dress up formal,
mm-hmm.
professional, clean, expensive look, take good care of yourself, and represent yourself, have a new look of representing yourself.
I thought I was.
And you're super good. You're very clear.
Okay.
And you have to hold that expensive. It has to be expensive. It has to be like
mm-hmm.
not just something that they can just get, you know. But they have to earn it. They have to, you know. They have to. Those that. What do you do for that company?
Oh, I have three psychic companies I work for. I work for a company called Team. I work for another company called ZMC.
You were working for a company like corporate companies or something.
No, I just work for three psychic companies. Plus, I have a website. I work with private clients, and we do this radio show. I actually do the radio show one, two, three, 5 days a week.
And how's it going?
And the first part of the week, we only do hour shows, and then on the weekends, we always do 2 hours. I like doing the shows. I'm just trying to get more formats and trying to get some more guests to be on the show. I want to get some really good ones.
If you want to get guests on the show, you have to spend less time with people.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you have to spend less time on these questions. You're giving full readings, you know, on the show. You
mm-hmm.
have to go less time with everyone. Two questions each or one question. You have to maybe format it a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
Introduce your guest properly and make it real formal. A, B, C, beginning, middle, end. And if you feel like you have to share something, like a topic, like you feel like something about the angels or the changing times, you can talk a little bit about that. Or you can talk,
mm-hmm.
your topic of the night could be dreams. And then you could ask people to call in with their dreams only, because you're good at that. You're super at that.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, dreams.
I'm not super
only.
At reading?
Dream analysis. Yeah.
No, I'm saying I'm not good at readings. That's what I'm saying. I was just...
No, you're good at readings, dream readings. You can even do dream readings. You're good at them. So
mm-hmm.
tonight's topic, dream readings. Tomorrow's topic, only tarot cards. The day after, we're going to do symbols. Or the day after, we're going to just do psychic, you know, whatever you like.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can do a free night, like talk for a whole night. But sometimes people don't listen to your show because there's just too much talking, and
mm-hmm.
They get lost in the conversation.
Well, it's a talk show. I know what you're saying.
Well, you asked me a question. I'm answering it.
I know. I appreciate that too. I take everything in. It's like I tell everybody before, if I don't take your advice, you know, to the letter, doesn't mean it hasn't been taken consideration of what the outcome was.
You're asking
everybody.
For more income, and it's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
you know,
I would sit here and say one thing. My goal is to make more income than the idea of working with people one-on-one.
How would you feel if you've got more people call, if you have more private clients? How would that make you feel?
That make me feel great.
What does that look like, great?
Fantastic, because the idea of actually sitting down and working with people and actually, see, my thing is I work for companies, but I want to take that from working, I mean, it's not like I don't want to work with the companies anymore, but the idea of working with people one-on-one. I used to have a shop before, and working with people face-to-face in person is it's just, that's what I'm trying to really get back to doing before, because I feel like I can offer so much more in one-to-one private readings.
Can you work at a store where they have like books in the crystal shop or something?
Right now, I actually have a person I'm working with, which I haven't talked lately, but he's in a format of actually wanting to open, actually work together and open up a metaphysical shop. If not, start a, I actually found there's a great building up here where we could actually not just do a shop and metaphysics and retail, but also be able to have like a spiritual center.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's in the making.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that should be something coming up. We should be able to get it all together and open it up and get going. I'm hoping by July, I don't see anything.
Yeah, so you want, that's going to, if that happens, then, you know, you're on your way. I mean, I don't, I think you're just moving forward, you know, steadily, and you want to feel great, and so allow yourself to feel great and keep.
Yes, and you should come on the show, and you should promote yourself so you can actually work with children.
But how am I going to promote myself on the radio show? No children are listening. I live in New York. I need
clients
here.
That's true, too. But the ideal is, yeah, but this radio show is like an international show. Everybody hears this. I've had people call me from England. We've had people call from Ireland. That was a great night. And we've had people call from New York. People call all kinds of things.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, there's more people listening who actually call it. Okay, the more that people call it.
That's true,
too. I actually go check my stats all the time. So I know at least we have 40 to 50 people listening.
I don't like psychic. I'm not going to be answering people's psychic I know who I am. I know that's
mm-hmm.
not something that I want to do because it's not good for my energy.
But we format this show on spirituality. This is a spiritual show. We just happen to do it.
Yeah, I am spiritual, but you know, if you say like come to my show, then it's just I already know that is not something that I want to do. You know,
we've had some people come on the show who actually have children that are they have special, you know, they're gifted children. And we had one lady on not too long ago who didn't know how to deal with her child because of her gifts and that kind of stuff and working with children. So the parents are calling the show, and that's what I told her. I said, well, be glad to sit down. I haven't heard nothing from her since, but it's like one of those things of some people's finances and that kind of stuff, which we try to tell everybody, you know, come forward, ask what you want to. It's like one of those situations of doing the sessions, working with the people.
Yeah.
And we can fit anybody's budget. But I know the parents are listening to the show of wanting insight to work with their kids. That's why I was saying
I'm working with kids. I mean, I've been working with kids. It's also sometimes the parents don't want the kids to grow, you know. So it's very complicated family thing.
You got to work on both sides. You got to work with the parents and you got to work with the children. So it's
No, it's not like we don't have to save them. You know, they got to like be in it too. You can't save people. I gave up on that. I'm like, you know what? If you're not into it and I'm calling you five times, you're not returning my calls, and you prepaid your session, then your session is done. It's, you know, you prepaid it. It's paid for, and you're not coming and. Then it's your loss, you know. I mean, I know what I'm doing here, and but
I understand what you're saying because I've done the same thing too. People have a tendency to do their little things and that kind of stuff. And I just said, I'm not trying to save anybody.
No, I'm done with that part. I thought, like, you know, the one thing that I do is I spend a lot of time with one person. Sometimes I spend 2 hours. Doing work with them, you know, because I want to give them the best I can. Sometimes that comes after 2 hours that it's completed. Mm-hmm. So shamanic timing doesn't.
Sure.
I, I'm not, like, this is not therapy where you can just talk for an hour and it's over, you know, it goes deeper, it goes deeper than that.
No, I understand that. I don't think I've ever done a 60-minute session or a 75-minute session. It's always
If it comes to you, then it sounds like a great prospect, something that you know, looks good for you. And so what is your highest vision of yourself? Like, how do you see, what's the highest vision you have? You don't have to say it out loud, but you gotta like see the highest vision of you and keep working on that vision. Never let that vision go. Think about your highest vision every day. Meditate.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
I was meditation today for 4 hours.
That's like conditioning your unconscious mind that you really want prosperity, and you're done with lack. And like, how do you have more people in your life? Okay, that's like, you already have people in your life. You already have just have to use your imagination. Eventually they'll come. Keep imagining, pretending.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look back.
Oh, no way.
Oh, man. I mean, I think you pretty much know everything and what you need to do, so I have no worries about you. Like, you're fine. Unless you're, maybe I'm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just, you know, like I said before, I asked the question, and I took in everything you said. So it's like looking at things, and I just have a sense of looking at everything everybody
said. More structure, maybe a little more structure would be helpful on radio shows, a little more structure. A, B, C, beginning, middle, end.
Mm-hmm.
And a little more contained, a little more structure on how many questions people can ask, a little more structure I'm seeing. That's important. And yeah, that's all. It's like an alignment. It's more in alignment with. Structure is in alignment with where you, you know, where you can go. And you can have, once a week, you can have open conversation nights where you can just, anybody can call with whole reading and stuff, you know. But that's what I'm thinking. And if you can think about that, you can try it. And it might be uncomfortable in the beginning because of the structure. But structure is necessary for, structure is necessary, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand.
Yeah, hi. Any other messages for me any other messages for me?
No. I would definitely listen to that.
You know, we've got somebody
have.
Else on the line, Donnie.
We do?
Yep, 718. Been waiting for 23 minutes and 56 seconds. I just noticed.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Great.
No problem. I'm sorry about that. Thanks for calling the show. It was really nice talking to you. Please call
great.
Back in.
I will.
Yeah.
Love talking to you guys. Now, I'm going to listen in. I'm going to keep listening, so you can just keep it on. I'll just brush my teeth while you take the next caller. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, well, bring the other caller on.
I'm doing that now.
That was great.
Provided it will actually do that. Oh, don't tell me. It's going round and round, so I'm going to have to pull up the switchboard again. Oh, that annoys me no end. Absolutely. Hold on. Ah. Very annoying, my computer. Here we go. Huh? Well, I pulled it up again, and the other one isn't there.
Oh, the other one that's up there? Oh, that sucks.
Oh, they disappear. They've totally gone.
Sometimes that switchboard, they could have been gone for a while. And it just has a tendency to keep that image there for a while until you refresh it and realize that they're not there anymore.
Actually, I've got them in one going round and round and round, and they've left on the other. I've got the switchboard up twice, and they don't seem to be there, and it just goes round and round.
Hmm. Interesting.
I need a new computer.
Well, focus and manifest it.
Yeah, I need to manifest a lot of things the way things are going.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. So they're not there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we don't know.
Well, let's see here. Something popped back up, so we'll see. They don't. This is weird. I'm going to kill something. The computer should die. It should be a slow, painful death.
Mm.
At the end, I can't get them. Side. Huh. No, well, that one's a total bust. So if they are there, they're...
In a limbo?
I think we've lost them. They seem to be gone.
Hmm.
I've got one switchboard up. The other one I clicked it to refresh it, and it just went into one of its modes telling me all kinds of stuff that had nothing to do with actually getting back to the page I wanted to be on.
Hmm.
Very odd.
Well, I guess it happens.
Oh, I refreshed this page and it's come back to it again. And there's nothing. Nope, they're gone.
Okay. Well, in that case, I guess we all should be gone.
Oh, we've been gone for years, but nobody's noticed.
Okay. Okay, it's time to say goodbye. Everybody, it's been nice, it's been good. Join us tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Mountain Time, and also join us Sunday at 9 p.m. Mountain Time. So until then, we'll see you tomorrow night.
I'll make myself a note.
May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and give love where love is given. Thank you all, and have a good night, and thanks everybody for listening, calling in, and for all your support. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye. Lost me fun.
End episode.